Well, congratulations. Get a life.
Spreading like crazy. Spreading their germs. Soon they'll be buried and eaten by worms. People don't come together. They stay apart. Nothing can stop it now. 'Cause we are all scared of SARS. Don't go to Asia.
No.
Don't go to Hong Kong.
No.
Steer clear of Toronto. If you want to live long. People don't live.
Estoy muriendo aquí.
But no one wants it to happen now.
No!
That's why we are scared of SARS. People don't come together. People, they stay apart.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. Hope you survived the holidays. Hope that everybody is still alive. Are they still alive?
Yeah, it's a relative term.
Of course, in that building, it's dubious, especially certain people. Anyway, I just got the first page of the schedule. We got a little fax machine problem at QAM, which I know is very unusual, especially after a long holiday weekend. So if you want to fax to us today, write down this number. Don't use the usual fax number because it's ain't going to work for a while. 305-650-0181. 650-0181. That's the bullpen, the Bullschmidt, the fax machine, which is something that Marconi would probably be embarrassed to have his name associated with. Here comes the second page of the schedule. And I have no idea why they're sending me this, because this is going to be obsolete anyway pretty soon, the schedule. We got some, I can't give you all the specifics, and I don't want to be a troublemaker, but somebody told me, have fun, have a good time with it. Isn't that what you just heard somebody say?
I heard that.
Isn't that what they said? And got some programming changes coming to QAM, it looks like, in the fairly near future. In the very, very, I don't want to give a date, okay? I don't want to go on here and start stirring up a lot of crap. But in the very, very imminent future. In other words, you could count the days on your hands, your pinky, your toes, your big one. By the way, speaking of big one, congratulations to Amy and what was his name?
Aaron.
For winning our first hot couples contest. Well, I shouldn't say first. Didn't we have one before?
Second one, right.
Oh, that's right. You had one. Like I said, for winning our first hot couples contest. Well, yours was like a dry run.
Sure. A dry hump.
Oh, speaking of dry run, don't go to Amsterdam. And you idiots out there, you people that, you see, don't ever listen to the audience. I should have learned that a long time ago. Don't ever, ever listen to these people that call in, because most of the people in South Florida, if they get more than 10 blocks from home, that's like a major adventure. Okay? Don't listen to these idiots out there. Do not write this down, and this is going to be our poll question today about places that you used to love, but now you hate them like poison. Do not go to Amsterdam. Please, I'm begging you, unless you just want to throw away your money. I mean, if you want to do drugs, George will get you, hook you up, no problem at all. I mean, of course you will. Just stay right in South Florida. There's anybody that needs to leave that town to go get drugs needs a serious help, okay? Now, can you think of any other possible reason to go to Amsterdam?
You kept saying good-looking whores.
Well, I wouldn't even know it any. Although I did take a big dump in Al Goldstein's toilet, okay? I hope he's listening right now up there in Pompano. Don't call us. We'll call you, Al, okay? You're a verboten. He's banned from, like, the human race.
Right.
Seriously, nobody can talk to him because everybody's suing him, and he just can't get his passport back, can't go to Amsterdam.
Dangerous.
But I did take a huge dump in your toilet, Al, and it was a machia, man. It was the most enjoyable crap I've ever taken in my life. That was the highlight of my trip. 9 days, it rained every goddamn day. I mean, it's like there's a faucet in the sky over England and Amsterdam, over the Low Countries, Belgium, Amsterdam, what's the other one, Luxembourg, the Benelux countries. And it just keeps dripping and dripping. It's like having one of those BDs that you're always complaining about. You always had that discharge, that drip that just never stops, like the Chinese torture treatment. Speaking of the Chinese, by the way, no more kitty cat. Huh? Quit eating the cat, will you please? Quit eating that pussy cat.
They're not even real cats.
I don't care what they are, man. They look like weasels.
They're nastier. They are weasels.
In fact, they were showing pictures of those civet cats. One of them looked just like Yeldy, you know, and probably made the same squeaking sounds. Boy, I'll tell you, isn't that going to be something when we have all these interesting voices on this station soon?
You got to love it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Oh, did I just say that?
What?
I said we got some programming changes coming up very soon at WQAM. I'm just alerting the world to it, okay? I'm not going to give specifics because I've been warned do not get to go on the air and give any specifics because then they get all bent out of shape. And then they'll say, just like happened at IOD, remember that? I used to get blamed for all this crap.
Sure.
That the Rick and such thing. Rick Riley would go on here, open up a big mouth, and tell things that none of us were supposed to say. And he would talk about it day after day after day. And then I would say something, and right away they'd call me in. Well, you know, you're ruining Chuck Myers' life, and he's finding out about the fact he's going to get canned by your show. And I'm saying, Rick Riley's talking about every day that they're going to be doing a morning show, you idiots. But I'm the one that always took the heat, because I'm a bad guy, and I'm proud of it. I'm pleased to be a piece of crap. Anyway, Aaron and Amy won the cute couples contest. Hot, whatever the thing is. They're hot. And it was very, very close because the naked, now what, Blanche and Eddie, or whatever names we made up for
right,
them?
Yeah. Stanley and
Sarah Goldfarb came in second with their nude photos. It was very tight, is what I heard.
Yeah.
Like within about 20 or 30 votes?
About 30.
Something like that. I'm not prepared for that stuff.
No, well, it's first day back.
Oh, no, I'm really not. This is like a dry run of my own today. Just to test the water, see if I want to come back again tomorrow. Also, this show is going to be syndicated. That's another rumor we're hearing, is we're going to have this show syndicated on about 5 million stations. We're going to have Boner Boys going to be in charge of that project. Now, here's the poll you took on, what day was it, Friday? So this poll was, and I see you're still milking that movie stuff.
Hey,
good God almighty.
Time.
I left a week and a half ago and he's still milking a movie thing?
Just once. This only once.
Yeah, likely story.
Trust me.
1,035 votes. Of course, it was a holiday weekend. That's a pretty lame number for a poll that was up there for what, about 10 days?
Right.
What is the most depressing movie you've ever seen? George asked. Old Yeller, 209. I never saw Old Yeller.
No, neither is Carlos.
What about Boner Boy?
I'm
Ryan's song, 19. See, Mo, I hate to break the news to you. It's a little bit late now to crack out the grade A material. It's a little bit late, sweetheart, to start being a comedian. Yeah. Big changes coming at QAM. That's what I'm hearing. And we're looking forward to it.
Oh!
I'm ecstatic.
Oh!
I'm going to reach down and squeeze my kneecap.
Oh!
Yeah. Big changes coming. And long overdue. It's about time they got off the pot. Took them more than a year. Oh, speaking of pot, today's the day that they're tabling that resolution about decriminalizing marijuana, at least to some degree here in Canada. And speaking of here in Canada, before I get back to your marginal pool, Jesus, God, first, if you don't get the SARS and you don't get the Skeeters with the West Nile virus, now we got the goddamn mad cow disease. Jesus, K. Christ. You could go bowling in the streets again here because they thought they were a little bit too cocksure, okay? What have I always told you? Don't ever be too cocksure. And they thought that they had the SARS thing licked, and lo and behold, here comes another kitty cat or whatever it was, another kitty Kit Kat bar, and they've got a few more cases now. So needless to say, if there was any, you know, usually on Memorial Day, since it's not a holiday in Canada, on Memorial Day, a lot of Americans come across the border. They come from Detroit and Cleveland and Buffalo and wherever, and they come pouring into Canada. It's a place to go and, you know, do your thing on a holiday. You think they were here yesterday?
No.
No. Forget about it. Anyway, Old Yeller, 210. Brian's song, 196. A real tearjerker, man. Philadelphia, 150. With the unctuous Tom Hanks. Midnight Cowboy, 86. Requiem for a Dream, 74. It was depressing, all right. I don't think as many people saw that. It was outstanding. And the good news is George watched Happiness.
Yes, I did.
When did you see it last night?
You're right.
And I was right?
You were right. It was great. Except I didn't want it to end. That was what pissed me off about the ending of it. It's like, I need closure on so many things there.
Closure.
Yeah.
That's what she told the dog, too. Close your mouth. Terms of Endearment, 68. Sophie's Choice, 59. And The Band Played On, 56. What about the boys in the band? That was depressing.
Right.
That's a fag movie.
No one called it.
And an old one, too. No, seriously, that was a suicide-inducing movie, Boys in the Band. That was really morbid and depressing. Beaches 44, My Life 23. What's My Life?
That's the one with, oh, God, I can't remember his name, that he tapes himself as he's dying because he's dying of cancer for his son.
Oh. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. Can't remember his name now. The guy that did Mr. Mom. Michael Keaton.
Oh, how depressing.
Yeah, one to avoid.
Boxing Helena, 20. Murder in the First, I have no idea what that is, 12.
Me either.
What?
Me either. Somebody called it in.
El Norte, 11. Dancer in the Dark. Isn't that supposed to be Dancing in the Dark? Dancer in the Dark?
I haven't heard of half of these.
Had 9. Rapture had 8. I got that. I think I have that in the other room, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's interesting.
Cinema Paradiso, 8. That was very interesting. And The Fan, the new version of The Fan, 6 votes out of 1,044. I'm sure that they're pouring in right now to add on to the poll that George took days and days and days ago. Here's our poll today. I don't want to spend more than 2 or 3 hours discouraging you people from going to Amsterdam. Remember the guy that called me like the day or two before I left for vacation?
No.
And he said he just got back a few days before and he had never been there at this time of the year before and seen so few people. And, sir, you were
absolutely correct, sir.
And I'm going to tell you, when there's nothing but tourists there, and I've told you this before, I was in my trip there last December, which I thought would be my last. When there's nothing but Dutch people there, you don't want to go there. I mean, forget about it. God, that's what made it a great place, is it was like a melting pot from people, especially from all over Europe and the rest of the world, too, but like all kinds of people. Not anymore. Nobody's traveling. Everybody's scared. If it isn't the terrorists going to get you, it's going to be the goddamn SARS. And if it ain't the SARS, it's the West Nile, or it's something. Or the mad cow, or the whatever.
The mad dog or the angry puppy.
Yeah, that might kill you. Oh, that was another. Did you hear it was not only the civet cat, it was the Argentinian dog.
No.
Oh, yes. You know, the Chinese eat cats and dogs.
Yeah, they do. And weasels, apparently.
And weasels, yeah. So don't be eating no weasel meat, okay? It's bad for you. If you get a hold of Gildy, don't touch that weasel meat. 9:13. I didn't get to the point. Well, we'll do it eventually. See, you got to
lots of time,
me.
Right?
That's right. We got a whole 4 hours today. It's the first day after the holiday weekend. It's going to be a real bitch in terms of anybody calling. Our fax machine is screwed up. If you want to fax us something, don't forget 305-650-0181. That fax machine will take about, I think, by Wednesday at noon.
Yeah.
If you fax now, by tomorrow at noon, we'll have your fax. That's how archaic and piece of crap that is. But again, it's engineering, you know, and of course having Julio around it would be fixed by now, but we don't have Fat Julio anymore because they screwed him over.
Although we do have Fix-It fixing it.
Is Fix-It working on it?
Yes, he is.
How you doing, Fix-It? Good to hear. Like I said, he's not a bad guy. He never had the same size screwdriver that Steve Ziegler had, though.
Well, who does?
He said Steve had the big one at IOD. 9:13 at 560. If you got a big puppet and you're trying to get rid of it, let me tell you right now, balance for life is something you really ought to consider. In fact, it's May already, but it still feels kind of New Year's-ish. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, it really does. It feels like we're still in that part of the 2003 where it's like closer to the beginning than to the end. And so if you'd like to lose that weight and get into shape and not be diabetic and not be sick and disgusting and grotesque and wear some real-size clothing instead of those clown pants, here's the answer for you, balance for life. We've got zillions of people in this audience, including Jeff Cohn over at the Pizza Loft, who've lost a crap load of weight with Balance for Life, because it's easy. There's no calorie counting, there's no carbohydrate counting, there's no cooking, no shopping, no cleaning, no worries, no nothing, because they do all of that for you. They deliver right to your door, at your home, at your work, at your office, wherever you are every day. 6 o'clock in the morning is the deadline. By 6 in the a.m., there's your little black sack. And inside, there's the answer to your weight problems. 3 delicious gourmet meals, 2 delicious snacks are right in your black sack. And, of course, plenty of food to keep you full all day long. There's nothing frozen, nothing artificial, no crap. It's all fresh, delicious, and you choose between 2 choices for each meal and snack every day that you're on the program. So you've got 5 feedings every day. That's a good way to put it, so you won't go hungry, and you won't be cheating on it because there's plenty, like I said, to keep you satisfied. So instead of being lethargic and sick and disgusting looking, lose that weight once and for all with Balance for Life. Give it a try. This could be the answer you've been looking for. Call them today, 954-568-3229. 954-568-3229, or check them out on the web at balanceforlife.com and start seeing results within just days.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Neo God.
It's the Eddie Griffith Show, starring Eddie Griffith.
What up? Check it out. There's a new chef in town.
on, you didn't need it, he didn't
need it. Hiya, Eddie. Deputy Barney Fife.
That's your service.
Damn, you my deputy?
Yeah.
You was skinny ass mofo. This ain't no real crime up in Maybach.
The undercover brother is back in uniform on The Eddie Griffith Show.
Yo, yo, yo. Mercy. What's up, baby?
Where the hell are you? I'm at B.
That's good, because Eddie like a shorty with some junk in the trunk. Yeah.
Junk in the trunk.
Mayberry will never be the same now that Eddie Griffith's in town.
Lord, my man. Listen, I need me a fro, bro. Give it, brother, a big old blowout.
Ooh, Eddie. You want me to put a little relaxer in there? Ooh, maybe a little Jerry Curl, perhaps.
Listen up. Don't be making me look like no ass shopping. Cause I'll throw your ass in jail and ain't the oldest the drunk.
The Eddie Griffith Show. Tonight on Nick at Night. Right after My Three Homeboys.
Pick it up, dial and dance. 567-0560, baby.
918 at 560 WQM. I'll tell you what we ought to do today.
What's
that? I don't have a prize to give away, but it's kind of like a sidebar to what we're going to do with this pool and the rest of whatever the hell we do today.
We got prizes.
No, seriously. We ought to have people call in and guess what the programming changes are that are coming on QAM.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
And if they get it exactly right, then maybe we'll think about giving them a prize. Or not. Speaking of prizes, don't forget our next Hot Couples contest starts right now. Why not?
Right.
And you can email us a picture at neilrogers.com of yourselves. Please do it together, okay? We don't want to have to do like we did with Aaron and Amy.
That worked out just fine.
It did work out just fine. Hey, Aaron, how's it hanging, sweetheart? At any rate, you have till June 15th. So we're getting like a head start on this, okay? Getting a little head start. Thursday, May 15th, pictures will be posted on our website, and then the voters can vote for a whole week. And then on June 22nd, the couple with the most votes wins first prize. Now, grand prize will be the same, 3-day, 2-night stay for two at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas with round-trip airfare on Lake Arrear. But second prize we changed, which was?
The hedonism trip.
To?
Hedonism.
Yeah.
Jamaica, and the Grill Jamaica. It was,
What was the name of that place?
Negril. Careful.
Negro Jamaica?
Negril.
I see.
2-day stay for hedonism 2 or 3 in Jamaica, all-inclusive transfers, food, drinks, gratuities, but no airfare.
Oh. And third prize is dinner for 2 at the Pizza Loft. So Jeff Cohen slid down one notch on the ladder. But that's okay. I'm sure
we don't know yet if we're going to have that second prize again, but we're checking on it.
Well, we'll let you know. We'll give you whatever the hell we feel like it, okay? But at least you'll be famous. And if you don't want us to use your real names, by the way, let us know up front. No, seriously, that would be nice. We don't want to have to put Sarah Goldfarb and Max Goldstein on there to try to cover up your identity because somebody you know might recognize you. It's like the people with the cute couple. What's their name? Chris and what's her name, that bitch?
I don't know. Molly.
Yeah, you do.
I forgot.
At any rate, I mean, everybody that knows them knows they got that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, would you want mommy, especially your mommy, for example, to watch you chasing your wife around, trying to grab a hold of it long enough to do something with it?
You think my mommy knows what a computer is?
Oh. Well, I'm guaranteeing Chris and what's-her-name's mommy and daddy, they're probably a little hipper and younger, under the age of 100. Anyway, here's our poll question today. What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? I think that's worded fairly well.
Right.
In other words, a place that you used to go to maybe once, or maybe you used to go there all the time. Or maybe you lived there and you loved it. You just were enchanted with it, and now you dislike it a lot. And I have a short list so far. Amsterdam, that would be my vote. I make no bones about it, boner boy. No bones about it. Despise it. It's just gotten schmutzier and danker and nastier, and they got bad unemployment there, and the people are walking around like schleppers, because most of them are. I tell you, if you want to see a lot of guys that look like Ulysses S. Grant,
with the beards and whatnot,
and Yul Gibbons, and Rip Van Winkle, you know, with that little corncob beard.
See,
you're laughing.
Yeah.
It's like a throwback. It's like the world stood still and went back 100 years. Seriously. And we got on the train and went to Cologne, Germany for one day for a few hours, and it's not really that far away, maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred miles. And that's such a beautiful city, and the people there are just incredibly great-looking and well-dressed, and it's an upscale city and all these beautiful shops. And you go, and even a train station in Cologne, I've told you this before, you could spend a whole day there. You could have a, between all the great food they've got there and the beautiful toilets. See, now you're laughing. There's a room, what the hell do they call that room? It's got two, like, sunny faces on it, and it's called, I don't know,
the sitting room?
The Krapmeister. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, you go in there, and it costs you a euro coin. I think it's like 60 cents to take a leak. And it's 1.6 euros. Oh, and by the way, speaking of that American dollar, wow, it's a good thing we got out of there. I'd be broke already. Do you realize the euro is up to over 118 now against the dollar?
Yeah.
And even here in Canada, it's like 73 cent. Man, what is happening with that American dollar, with that American economy, boys and girls? It's in the crapper. But anyway, they have this beautiful crap place in the right in the train station. And for $1.60 or 1.6 euros, you go in and you can take a crap. And I mean, just all these great linens and stuff to wash, and it's great. So Cologne is great. Go there if you want to go someplace, but do not go to Amsterdam. It's depressing and dank and gross and filthy and disgusting, and there's nothing there but Dutch people who look like a relic out of the Dark Ages. You see, you think I'm exaggerating. I should have taken a bunch of pictures of the locals there.
Yeah, you should have, if only you had a little camera.
They got these big beards and big old pupiks and just, I just never seen a place where people look like that. Anyway, Amsterdam, New York. Certainly get some votes on that because we got a lot of disenchanted or disenfranchised New Yorkers in South Florida. And Vegas, that's got to be one, wouldn't
sure.
you think?
Sure.
So there's the start. There's a list of three places for you. What place did you used to visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? Amsterdam, New York, Vegas, and then we'll have you call some in. Anybody got the new lineup on QAM yet? 5670560, #560. And, of course, when I say the new lineup, this is all speculation. You do understand that,
don't you? Of course.
Don't we have to preface this by saying, well, there are just a lot of rumors floating around. We're just going to have a good time with it. We need to say that to cover everybody's ass. Here's our first call of a brand-new week. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. Welcome back. Hey, George.
Yes, sir.
Good show yesterday, Carlos. Neil, does that guy that comes on with George from the Rick and Show, does he know sports? Because him and Scott Farrell can get together. That'd be pretty cool.
What guy is that?
The Rick.
Suds.
Rick
he's Suds. Talking about Suds.
Oh, Suds. He knows nothing about sports. He dislikes sports almost as much as George.
Unfortunately, I don't have a vote for your poll, but if I had to choose any place, I'd say my goddamn grandmother's house. Oh, I hate that.
Okay. Have a great New Year, Grandma. Thank you. He says, Abuela sucks. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. So George saw happiness last night. That's a good step. We're making some progress now. I should tell that bed story, but I better not.
Well, it wasn't their fault.
I better not. They'll be distressed.
Bed or not.
Thanks very much to my friends at Dial-A-Mattress for trying to do something very nice for me, for trying very hard on their end. That's all I'm going to say. And Fat Boy, stay out of my life, okay, you tub of crap. Is he still in the hospital?
No, he's at home convalescing.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
Probably eating Krispy Kremes two at a time, one in each hand. You disgusting tub of crap. You stay out of my life, Fat Boy, okay? Quit complicating my life. Quit trying to be a Mr., run everybody else's goddamn affairs for him. Take care of your own fat affairs, you disgusting dying tub of crap. Jesus Christ.
Come on, South Beach, I know you're down there.
9:26 at 560 WQM. We got a big week in this audience. You notice? I mean, I realize it's the day after Memorial Day holiday. But we have a pressure-packed week coming on this radio station, and when the Schmidt hits the fan, going to be some heavy action at Jackson, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I think even Boner Boy's got an idea what's going on. 9:27.
Huh?
What? 9:27 at 560 WQM. Boy, it sure is great to be back, you know?
No.
No, it is great to be back in Toronto anyway, as opposed to being in Amsterdam. It would be great to be in Batavia as compared to Amsterdam. It's horrible. I'm not exaggerating. I have nothing to gain whether you go there or not. It's your money. But I'm just telling you, a little piece of advice from the old fag. Do not waste your time going to a place that used to. There are a lot of places that used to be great. Think of different places where you used to live that are now slums, you know, where they had the changing neighborhood, that kind of thing. You don't want to go back there. Yeah, I have been telling you for a long time about something that's really good for you. It's called Oleomed. In fact, I'm popping it myself right here in Toronto. I got a whole bunch. And thank you also, guys. See, I had a little bit better success with the Oleomed getting here than the bed story. Oleomed soft gels contain the best olive oil on the planet. Not just ordinary olive oil, but super concentrated, loaded with all kinds of good stuff for you. And popping Oleomed in your puss every day can help reduce the risk of heart disease, high cholesterol. And now there are 14 different Oleomed formulas from which to choose, each one combining the finest olive oil that money can buy with vitamins, minerals, herbals to support different parts of your health, from your bones to your blood pressure to your immune system. Just choose the formulas that are right for you, and now they've got three brand new Oleomed formulas, one to help you sleep, one to help you control that disgusting weight, and CellQ10 for your heart. Pick some up today wherever you do your shopping. Pick up Oleomed at Publix, Eckerd's, Walgreens, Whole Food Markets, Navarro's, or Sedano's, or order it online if you prefer at OleomedAmerica.com. If you want to get more information, call toll-free 1-866-OLEOMED, and they'll tell you all about their products and where to stick them. 1-866-653-6633 for better health. Get some Oleomed and start popping it in your puss today.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
And now, here's Comical Ali, the former Iraqi Minister of Information, with today's health update.
Sexually transmitted crawling around things, you know. And I look down on my left hand, there's like this little red pustule. Now, this isn't the first time in my life. It's maybe like the second or third time I've ever had this.
See, you're shaving too close.
Yeah. But at any rate, and I looked down there, and it really from a distance, you know, without my glasses, I don't usually wear the glasses in the shower, although it probably would help me see it better. But there's this red pustule, man. And then I realized it was like from an ingrown hair, you know, like a little red lump. And today it's almost gone, which at least it was something to, like, dwell on, you know. When you get to a certain age, you want to have stuff that you dwell on.
We don't want to dwell on this any longer, do we?
Huh?
I said, how's it going?
Oy! 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Anybody in the audience ever have like a ingrown hair in their nut? How about the women out there in the audience? I bet that's something that Muff would like to find out about, don't you think?
I'll go ask.
Maybe he'd like to find out if Boner Boy has an ingrown something.
Boner.
Here's Miami. Hello.
Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to weigh in on two of your polls. The unofficial
one. Go right ahead. Weigh away.
The unofficial one, I think it's they want to put Pharrell on the morning show to butch it up a little.
And, no, that's not right.
That's not it.
You're in the ball. Let me say this. You're in the ballpark.
Oh. Oh, very good, sir.
In addition to which, since I can't really say for certain on the air what it is, if somebody gets it right, there might just be a long silence. You know what I'm saying?
I hope they keep trying. And as far as for the poll, I got to weigh in on my very hometown, Miami, Florida.
Okay. You once loved it, and now you hate it like poison.
And I'm still living here.
Well, good luck to you, amigo.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, see ya. Well, he was like tepid, I would say. He was lukewarm there with his...
Where are you going tonight?
9:35, 5:60. See, you know something about Pharrell? I got to be very honest with you, because when he first came to the station, when we first got the word, when the memo came down, when it was in the newspaper and Barry Jackass's column, which is the way we announce everything on QAM, because Barry and Greg got something going. They're really tight. In fact, maybe Barry and Greg would like pull out each other's ingrown testicle hairs. Don't you think? Can't you envision that?
With tweezers or with...
Oh, Barry, what's that? Out. Is that an ingrown hair in your left testicle? Let me see if I can't pull that out. With a tweezer, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. But when we first heard about Pharrell, of course, I had heard him on ESPN, and then that I will say this, the hockey stuff, forget about that, Pharrell, forget about that stuff, okay?
Yeah, nobody wants to hear a hockey game like that
through the whole game. It's just a little bit too much. It was awful is what it was. But I didn't realize that the guy's a real, he's a hoot.
He is.
He's not a sports nerd, he's a hoot. That's what we need on QA, and we need somebody with a sense of humor, not this boring, ponderous, like I heard this morning. Oh, my God, it was like listening to paint dry. About Pat Riley this, and Pat Riley did such a good job with the Knicks and with the Lakers. I mean, we've heard this a million freaking times before. The same neurotic sports were, and of course, and then Gelly chimes in. Well, there's not much going on here now, and there was only 8,000 people there on Memorial Day at the Marlins game. Marlins have won like four games in a row now after having a really bad run there. I mean, they stink, but they won four in a row. It's Memorial Day. Isn't that a day generally that places have big crowds?
Right.
The announced crowd was like 8,300. I guess it was a bad day, though, yesterday. It rained?
Not really.
No, it didn't rain. It was just nasty.
Huh?
It was sticky, but it didn't rain.
It was sticky. Hey, listen, Boner Boy, we don't want to hear about your sticky problems, okay? Because Mo will be talking about them on the air again tomorrow. I guess he's taking a shine to you, Mo. You notice how most of his obsessions seem to come back to the one thing, like to penis. You notice?
Yeah.
Mo has a penis obsession.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So I'm not really sure whether Pharrell's going to steal his toupee or his stunt penis. At any rate, I got the box scores from all the games yesterday. By the way, tonight, one of the most terminal, nobody will be watching the Devils and the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. The Aflac Mighty Duck tonight. You got 8 o'clock game, one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Be a ratings disaster. It'll be coma-inducing. But that's what they want. You know, they keep talking about they're going to clean up the game and let the players play. They won't let them do it. Clutch and grab and tackle. There's more tackling going on in the average NHL game than there is in a football game. Even George knows that. So let's see. Let's look at these attendances around the major leagues just real quickly. Blue Jays here. That's not very good. 19,000. They've been hot as a pistol. They won 5 in a row. They're like, they're really doing it. They swept the Yankees. They only had 19,000 here. Of course, there are some people a little bit scared to, to go outside. Where else? Detroit, with that crap team that they've got, 17,600 and some odd. Yankees and Red Sox, 55,000. Got it? Mm-hmm. Braves and the Reds, I probably shouldn't go through all of these because it's terminal, 33,000 and some odd. Colorado hosting the Giants, 28,000. Cubs hosting the Pirates, getting blasted, 40,000 at Wrigley Field. Cardinals and the Astros, 35,600. Diamondbacks and the Padres, 32,000. And the Marlins and the Spos, 8,362 announced, which means there were maybe 5,000 people there. You ready for that? And they're talking baseball. They're talking baseball. Nobody cares about baseball there, don't you understand?
Talk about neurotic repetition, man. Get some new material.
5670560. See, I remember that last night. Did you do the shows when I was gone? Did you do it in that Pharrell voice, I hope?
I did one entire segment that way, and that was all I could do.
What?
I suffered for the rest of the week because of it.
Come on, let me fiddle you.
21. Oh, he's an era, definitely an acquired taste. You have to get used to it and figure out what he's all about. Because when Clarence first asked me what I thought, I said, oh, my God, this is the worst crap I've ever heard in my life. Who's going to listen to a voice like that?
Me.
And me, too.
There's no chance he'll ever take himself seriously, which is good.
Right.
Right.
Well, thank God for that. That, you know, oh, right there alone is mm-hmm. a step in the right direction if all these rumors that we're hearing pan out, you know? If all these rumors come true, what a tremendous improvement that'll be over what we've experienced for the last 14, 15 months, talking about certain people. Not that we want to get into personalities, you do understand that. But we people that take themselves a little bit too seriously and their hairpiece as well.
Radio 560 QAM. Damn near killed him.
Hey, Koshi, my insurance from work is okay, but I don't think it's good enough.
Oh, you're so right. Too bad there are no company that offer supplemental insurance.
You say something, Koshi?
Hey, I say, so sorry, no company have coverage pick up where other coverage reward.
Who talking?
I am. I say too bad your insurance no go far enough. If only there was another way.
So sorry I no hear you because stupid duck keep ringing gong and interrupt insurance conversation.
Wait, this commercial is stupid. Or almost as stupid as a commercial with Yogi Berra.
It's a nine. I just want to make sure the Aflac duck was done. A kinder, gentler Aflac duck. 944 at 560 WQM. Here's a fax, which through the miracle of modern technology, actually we're able to get a fax through here.
Only required four people to get that to you.
Oh, and I should just mention this in case Fix-It might be listening. Now that I've been on vacation for a week and a half and I come back, I see line five is still in the same condition as before.
There is no line five. Forget about it.
What do you mean by that?
We'll see that no more.
Wrong. Wrong. See, you're just a pussy, man. You just sit back and take crap. I'm not tolerating that, okay?
All right.
I'll go on strike. I want the goddamn phone lines working. I want a little bit of technical involvement in this radio show instead of the usual horseball, half-assed, George Corso kind of bullcrap, a man who's in a constant coma. Anyway, here's a Billboard spy report regarding the new QM lineup. It says the Howard David at Billboard did it on the south side, southbound side of the turnpike, just south of Griffin Road. I know it very well. Only two billboards behind the Neil Codd billboard is gone.
Oi!
How do you like that? Are you ready for that?
I didn't know that.
The Howard, neither did I. I'm startled. The Howard David at billboard on the Griffin Road, which was right on my ass there, right side by each, is gone. I wonder what that means. Well, of course, it did say Howard David at 6 to 9 a.m., didn't it?
Mm.
How come Geldy was not on in that billboard?
Mm.
I don't know. Good question. Who would you rather look at, Moe in that hairpiece or Geldy? 5670560. I think we better get this poll up there, okay, Beaner Boy? Is Eric still alive up there in Orlando?
I sent it to him, but I didn't know when we wanted to put it up.
Let's get it up there right now, because it's going to be a slow builder, okay? I don't want to, like, wait till noon until we put this thing on there and then wind up with about 30 votes.
You got it.
What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? I'll give you another one that we should put on there right now. In fact, I might have voted for it if it weren't for Amsterdam, my just recent experience, because it sucks. Detroit.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't know because you've never been there.
No.
I'm sure Beaner Boy, Boner Boy, never been anywhere near Detroit.
No.
Oh, they'd slice his ass up for lunch. I wonder if they used to serve civet cat at the London Chop House. Huh? I mean, you know, you Chinese people, we love you, but cut the crap, okay? Quit eating all these damn barnyard animals and all these, anything that's moving. In fact, if they saw Moe's hairpiece, it'd probably be on the lunch menu. God, they move it, they just grab it, and they chop it up and have it for lunch. Detroit, a great place, man, before they decided to burn it down, 1967. Pre that time, man, back in the days of Motown and back in the heydays of the Tigers, which I guess was 67. But those days, it was a great place. Marvelous place. You wouldn't wish it on anybody right now. You wouldn't wish it on the president. That's how bad it is. Here's North Miami Beach. Hello. North Miami Beach.
Yes, hello. How you doing, Neil? Welcome back.
Pretty good. Thank you.
I'd have to say there's two places. One, South Beach, that I visited that I can't stand. And the other one would be Cancun, Mexico.
Okay. I'm going to put Cancun under. It's a little more exotic than South Beach.
Yeah, and then I'd say one place with a twist that stood the time and still a great place, Key West.
Never been there.
I've never been there. You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. I've lived in Florida for 30 years. I've never been to Key West.
You must visit it. It's still the same. Besides the military leaving in the late 40s and whatnot, it's still a great place.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Thanks a lot, Pally.
Thank you.
Cancun, Mexico. Okay, don't drink the water. Don't touch the local people. God only knows what you'll get. Now, weren't Rick and Suds big on Cancun for a while there?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess? Weren't they doing, like, trips to Cancun and stuff like that? Well, you're just useless. And until this day, until this moment, Boner Boy, I never realized just how useless this man is. You're supposed to know these things. You were there. I realized that when you smoke all that bad weed, it has that effect on your mind, just like Norma Kent. Hey, Norma, by the way, I'm getting the show syndicated without your help, you idiot. You simpleton, you useless piece of dreck. Lots of exciting things. And by the way, this thing that we're talking about that we can't talk about on the air as far as all these schedule changes.
This thing we're not talking about?
The thing that we're not talking about.
Right.
I wonder if he's even aware of this. Don't call me, by the way, Norma. I won't call you. And then, you know, don't call me. It'll work out just great. And even though I just got back on Sunday, do you realize how pleasant life is now that my phone isn't ringing off the hook? Certain people that aren't bugging the hell out of me anymore. Oh, God. Life is like almost paradise. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. A big week at QAM. I see even old fuddy-duddy Jim Sarney had a line or two in there about the Scott Farrell.
Feel it. Feel it.
Yeah, he's feeling it. He's feeling mighty low, Jim Sarney. He still can't find nothing. Maybe he's got an ingrown hair in his left testicle. Here's a call from Tamarack. Hello.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
It's terrific hearing you live on the radio, let me tell you that much.
Okay.
God love you, or Neil God, about vacation spots. It turns out that they have cottage cheese pies and they blow chunks. I'm going to have to go for Aspen, Colorado.
Okay.
That's been in the tank on your programming change. It's Scott Farrell and Carlos, I think, replacing the Dirty Boys. Since you already eliminated the possibility of them being in the morning, because you discounted that. Somebody, that would have been my first guess.
Well, wait a minute. Now, the guy said, keep in mind what he said. He said he's replacing Mo on the morning show or something. What did the guy say? Or he's adding. They're adding him to that show, right, which is not correct.
But anyway, so that guy is such, in terms of demographics, the guy is a zillionaire. The guy's huge because your older listeners have either a son or a nephew that's in that exact time frame in terms of when they came around the planet. My best guess, man. I'll speak to you later. It's really great having you back, Neil. I love you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Pally.
That was great. 10 before 10 at 560 WKM. I got, now let's see, the schedule says today, Jim Mendich at 1 o'clock.
All right.
No change there yet. Hank Goldberg at 3 from Shula's. No change there yet. Yet. Marlins on Deck at 6:30. We wish we could change that, bring you like a real exciting team in a town that somebody cared about, like maybe the Braves. Although they don't care that much either. Got a bunch of phony fans there in Atlanta. Man, they suck. Although you notice the next lowest attendance, there wasn't any other attendance in single digits when I read those box scores. The next lowest, I think, was Detroit with 17,000. And, of course, the Tigers have won about 4 games in 2 years now, so why would anybody go there? Plus, it's in Detroit. Marlins and the Expos. Let's see if we can't do a little better than the 8,300 from yesterday on a holiday. Jeez, I mean, that's embarrassing. Even George is humiliated by that.
Yeah.
If he would have realized it would have been so bad, he'd have probably taken the family out there and gone and bought a couple of tickets, huh?
Yeah, of course I would.
Just to put a couple of asses in the seats. The Spos and the Schvos, and the Expos and the Marlins at 7:05, Eddie K at 10 o'clock, and Joe and Mark overnight 2 to 6 for now, is what it says here. I mean, why do they waste the paper sending me the schedule when they know that any moment now we may have some major changes coming on? You know what I'm saying? Have some big, exciting stuff going on this station, and it's about time. You're right, Jim Sarney. It's about, and it goes to show you, if you write enough crap, sooner or later, some of it will come back and hit the ground. Too bad Jim Sarney writes all that stuff about radio, and Tom Jicka don't write anything about it. He's still too busy writing about how ABC's new fall shows suck, and it's the end of May. Here's a call from Boca. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Neil?
Okay.
First of all, I just turned 63 yesterday, 5/26. I'd like to get a jingle, if I may.
5/26. Happy birthday, pal.
Okay, and on your poll, I think Carlos is taking over George's spot. I think he's proven himself that he's the better to listen to. George is pretty much on its way out.
It's rather Jones.
The way I'd like to go, I could use a house boy soon, and I'd like to recruit George.
Would you?
If that would be possible.
Okay, I think Freaky Carlos beat you to it. Maybe it was Reverend Jones doing a voice, doing
every day last week.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, at least he's out there
several times a day.
He's out there. maybe he would like to recruit you. Maybe that's what it's all about.
I'm sure.
Maybe he'd like to put you into his flock.
No doubt.
5670560. So there's the guess that Boner Boy has taken over George's spot. Of course, we already know that's true anyway. That's imminent. Any day. Okay, can I vote on a poll now? Poll is up. We got a short list because we're not, you know, we're not getting the kind of response that we should be. That's because we got this other stuff like throwing us off a little bit. Well, there's some of the highlights from yesterday's Marlin game.
25-day road trip. They lost
Oh boy, as they kicked the Spos' ass, but there was nobody there. And really, when they show it on there and they show the widescreen, embarrassing. Detroit 3. See, I told you. What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? Detroit 3. Amsterdam 2, New York 2, Vegas 1, and Cancun 1. Only 9 votes, but it just popped up, our poll, so you can hop on it. And don't forget to email us those pictures for the June contest, the Hot Couple contest. Now, what did we decide? That the people that lost before, they can continue entering?
Correct.
But not if they won, like, second or third prize.
No.
Right?
Right.
That would be unfair.
Yes.
So anybody that entered before, I mean, let's face it, if you entered and you got like three votes and you look like crap, I mean, unless you want to humiliate and degrade yourself again, I mean, you're entitled to do it. But why would you want to go through that again, huh? Be embarrassed and humiliated and get like two votes out of line. So in other words, if each of the top two had over 700 votes, we must have got quite a few votes.
Right.
Right?
By the way, something.
Yeah.
The fax machine seems to be working.
Oh!
Alright!
Okay,
all right.
Let's go back to the old fax number, 305-650-0198.
Alright!
650, leave it to that fix-it, baby.
Oh!
He's the best. He got out his big one and he stuck it right in the phone line there and twisted it out. Got all the crap out of there. Nice going, fix-it. Nice having you with us, okay? How long has he been hanging around there?
I saw him last week for the first time.
Because he was there, remember, about a year ago?
Right.
Jim Yeltsin is his real name, I should mention that. Jim Yeltsin, our Russian invader engineer guy. Brings back the memories of WIOD back in the days when we were on a real radio station.
WIOD? Oh, I hate that station.
And now look at how the tables are turning, especially in the coming days of QAM. It's going to be a major explosion in your radio.
Somebody tell me Jimmy C's tonight for those Latin lovers down there by the old forge. Come on.
You know, the best part of him is I have no idea what he's talking about.
No, I don't think he does.
And he hasn't either, which is kind of like this show a lot of the time. The more incoherent you are, the better the audience likes it. 5670560, pound. What's your name? Fix it. Now that you got that taken care of, now start thinking about that line five, okay? Let's start communicating with him directly, as opposed to try to go through Corso and Bob Vermouth and all these other half-assed horseball make-believe engineers. Let's start using Fix It as our new Julio. Have to gain a little bit of weight, but nevertheless. Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good stuff on the air after you left, but I want to weigh in on the lineup.
So in other words, George did a good job?
Yeah, he still sucks, but he's getting better.
Okay.
What do you call him? Geldy's out.
Yeah.
Mo moves to the afternoon lineup.
Mo moves to Sunrise.
Correct. And Crack gets moved in front. Morning drive.
Partially, you're getting warm, lukewarm.
Well, I heard the pause, so blow yourself.
It was kind of like a half a pause. Okay. Let's see, what do we got on the list so far? How's it coming? Because this poll, I don't know. I thought it was a good poll question myself, and mainly because of my bitterness about the Amsterdam experience, wasting all of that money. And it's flushing down the toilet. I could have gone to Vegas, lost every dime, and at least had a good time doing it, you know? Because Vegas is still fun. But it would be like if you went to Vegas and you took all the tourists away, and it was just the local Nevada people there, you'd hate it.
Yeah.
Although, like I told you before the show this morning, at least Vegas has still got the casinos and the gambling and the shows and the excitement. But if you only had the local people there, and believe you me, the local... I don't want to insult anybody who might be listening in Vegas on the Internet or who lived there, but let's face it, it's still a cowboy town. It's a bunch of yahoos, man. It makes Tampa look like Manhattan. That's how backwoods Vegas is. So if you took all the tourists away, and that's the same thing now with Amsterdam. All you have is those nasty, miserable, grotesque, smelly Dutch people. But they do have great soap and deodorant. I brought back some of my pha. And because we do have so many Middle Eastern people here in Toronto, I brought back some of the pha also.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Beware of exploding balls.
Ooh. I'm feeling so lonely. So lonely I could die. Hello? Oh, I hurt so bad.
Another boy has gone. Packed his trunk of trucks. Took his rubber ducks. His Webster-sized tux. Another boy has gone. No more time to play. I told them I'm not gay, but police took him away.
10:02 at 560 WQM. Happy Tuesday to you. Rumor I'm hearing now, got a little spy report during the last break. Rumor that I'm hearing is Mo and Geldy on the overnight show. I think maybe Joe and Mark are out after that last bad book. You think, are we starting to get a little bit warmer now? Huh? I think we're starting to get a little bit warmer, if you ask me.
Uh-huh.
5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. A week of big, massive changes. And you notice I said changes, as in plural?
Right.
Now, based on the latest rumors that we're hearing, other than the one I just made up, let me see how many different shows will be affected by this phenomenal,
broad sweeping.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 shows, Monday through Friday, daytime shows. May be affected if these things go through, and they will. They will. Trust me. 567, have we heard from a lady yet today?
No.
No. Here's a call from Montclair. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got a 1-year poll. I think it's very good.
Okay.
Baltimore, Maryland. It parallels Detroit in a lot of ways. Once a great town with commerce and manufacturing, real people. Now it's just a real dive, man.
Okay, I'll stay out of it.
Hey, by the way.
Yes, sir.
It's pustule, not postule, genius.
Okay, thanks. This is the Abulian guy. That's the Abulian guy, genius.
I thought you said pustule.
I said pus as I was thinking about him. That's the guy again. That's the Abulian guy.
Yeah.
Mr. I'm smart and you're dumb, but I'm obsessed, okay? 5670560. No ladies, no nothing today. It's going to be pretty weak. What did you do to the audience all week? Even the guy that hated you said you were okay. How were the calls last week, Boner Boy?
They actually weren't bad. Half the time.
See, I don't want some kind of a sugar-coated answer.
I wasn't sugar-coated.
That was like a mealy-mouthed answer. That would be like me asking you what the new lineup is going to be, and then you trying to like beat around a bush because you know you're going to get your ass canned if you tell everybody. It's the same thing with this. How are the very direct? This is like when I asked a poll question. I speak proper English, and
if we didn't have cracks, we wouldn't have had any calls at all. Better.
There you go. Good one.
5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but disliked the most? So far, New York 8, Miami 7, Amsterdam 7, Detroit 5, Vegas 2, and Cancun 2. How can there only be 31 votes? Maybe their choice is none yet. We haven't added Baltimore yet for our Ebullion guy. You think that could be it, that we put this on there too soon? Maybe their choice ain't on there yet.
Right.
Or maybe they still love those places. That's possible. Maybe they don't have any of these categories. Maybe they still love New York. They just can't afford to live there. Or maybe they got thrown out.
Or maybe they always hated those places.
Right. Like Amsterdam. And maybe they still like going there and getting the stone on their ass. Okay, in spite of, it's so sad. So sad. In fact, maybe Elton John can write a song about it. Here's a lady. A lady in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hi, Neil. It's Donna. How are you?
Okay, Donna.
I have to say Orlando.
Okay.
Loved it. It's horrible now. Overcrowded, crazy, traffic's horrible. Too hot. And by the way, I do love George.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. George said the check is in the mail. So there's one that's not going to make our friend too happy.
Eisner?
Yeah, he's going to be pissed off. Now, she's right. Orlando used to be kind of a fun town. Now it sucks.
It was?
Yeah, it was okay.
I liked it.
Used to see Boner Boy at the Parliament House all the time.
How could you beat that?
Smoking Parliament lights.
How could you beat it with a stick or 5670560? Oh, guess what was on Moviola Channel, which you don't get, last night?
God damn it.
It was a show about graffiti. And there was actually some glory holes that they showed because they were showing turlets, you know, different bars and joints and places.
Yeah.
And they showed glory holes on there, which I thought would have fit right in so well with this show. But the graffiti thing of it was really interesting. And they had like a bunch of perverts on there, you know, people that we can relate to. And they were discussing the reasons why people do the thing. And about they were showing women who use their lipstick. And they had one broad on there who had a big, what do you call these things?
Breasts.
No, she had big breasts too, but they were saggy. But she had like a big magic marker. What do you call those things?
Like a Sharpie?
A big Sharpie. She had a big sharp one. And she strapped it on, and she was checking out that glory hole, I think. No, seriously, she had a big Sharpie, and then the other women were showing how they used the different shades of lipstick to write graffiti. I never thought that in a lady's john that you would find like a lot of graffiti.
How the hell would we know?
We wouldn't know. Well, you might. You're the kind of guy that probably goes slinking in there, you know, when nobody's looking.
Sure.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Kind of a creepy start here, especially on that poll. Jesus Christ, did you drive the whole freaking audience away? Let's blame George for it. That's what Beaner Boner Boy said. Only 34 votes on there. We've been pumping this thing for a half an hour.
No, I think you hit it earlier. Their choice isn't on there, or they always thought these places sucked.
Yeah, or maybe they think these places are great.
Maybe.
You think that everybody in this audience who's been to Aspen, Colorado, thinks it sucks? Isn't that what Boner Boy's always raving about, Aspen, or is it that other
Asp.
Place? What?
I like Aspen.
You like Asp?
And Aspen.
Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. The new lineup, 6 to 10, Scott Farrell, Jim Mandage, and Jazz McKay.
Now you're getting close.
10 to 2,
yeah.
Neil Rogers. 2 to 6, Hank. 6 to 10, the big O.
Yeah.
You move it back to 10 to 2.
Oh, that part. Well, we'll see. I didn't even notice he said 10 to 2. Well, that could be part of the thing, couldn't it?
It could fit.
Or not, as the case might be. That would sure be great going back to 10 to 2.
Oh!
What do you folks think about that?
Oh!
Okay, thank you. I just counted all the hands are up in the air. They said we'd like it. I'd sure like it. Get out of that goddamn 9 o'clock hour. It's a nightmare. Thanks a lot, Greg, for taking a year of my life and practically putting me in a grave, giving me a stroke, you jackass. You grave robber, man. That's what he is. He's a freaking grave robber. Have to go through all this song and the dance just because of the fact that he screwed up the morning show and spent 15 months trying to undo his dastardly deeds. Here's a call from Boca. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay, sir.
Yeah, I got back from Amsterdam a couple weeks ago, and it was expensive. Consider, like, exchanging Canadian dollars for euros.
Uh-huh.
54 cents.
Right.
Unbelievable. Mm. What do you got against Key West?
Whatever. I've never been there. I don't have anything against that. I've just never been there.
Why?
And the only thing that I'm always hearing about Key West is that people go there to get drunk. And when you don't drink, what's the point of going to some place where people go to get drunk?
Hey,
good-looking drunks.
I got a request. Can you do Boca, the song That's What I Like About Boca?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll work on it, Pally.
Have a good day.
Have a great day. I got it right over here, as a matter of fact, the Boca song. How do you like that?
I like it.
I got my hand on it right now, I think. Don't I? Ah, oh, come on. Now, where the hell did somebody come in here? Maybe one of the Civic Cats came in. I sure missed that.
Hola.
In fact, if Sarah Goldfarb would have been in Amsterdam, she'd have been one of the most exciting people there, I'll guarantee you that. At least one of the best looking. And I'm talking about when she came out there at the end.
With the haircut?
Yeah, with a nifty haircut.
That bob.
I don't see that's what I like about Boca, because I remember it was on a really funky, one of those CD things.
Right.
I got it. Whew. Boy, that would be really, if I lost that thing again, he'd really get bent out of shape. Poor little Boca Bryan.
Just burn you another copy.
He just burned another big one. 5, 6, 7. Oh, speaking of burning, they were going to pass that. Well, they're not going to pass it. They're tabling it, which means that they're putting it out there for them to chew on and smoke on and pass around, puff on a little bit. And I'll guarantee you the U.S. government don't cotton to that too much. They're not too crazy about it. Oh, yeah, the biggest news that happened while I was gone, which I'm sure I'm positive that it was on our website. And the reason I know it was on our website is because I think that's where I printed it out from. The editorial from the New York Times about Dr. Bob?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pass the butter, please. This is great. And isn't it a shame, but it always happens that a guy like Dr. Bob Atkins has to croak before he finally starts getting the credit, you know?
They had a big news story about it, as a matter of fact.
In fact, that's what Mo was suggesting to me a couple of weeks ago. He said, you know, really, if you would just croak, people would end up say a lot of nice things about you and all these years that you've been on the air in town. If you would just die, you know? And I said,
no.
I don't think so, not yet. Pass the butter, please. Get the honey, Junior. Pass the butter. Same difference. So I want to read that. It's a very short editorial. We'll get to that. Not too many bedtime stories, though, not on the first day back. Not after we try to rebuild the audience. And, of course, build the excitement about these big new changes.
I love those Latin ladies.
That are coming to QAM any day now. Now, see, the fact that if I keep playing his voice on there and those drop-ins, people are going to think that it has something to do with Pharrell. And maybe it does, and maybe it doesn't, you know? What?
Maybe it does, and maybe it does.
Maybe it does, and maybe it does. It do. 51 votes. What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? Miami, 16. New York, 14. Amsterdam, 7. Ugh. Detroit, 7. Vegas, 4. And Cancun has got 3. Got it?
Got it.
Baltimore and Orlando will go on list as soon as Eric gets around to it. Okay, he's a little bit slow. At least I noticed that one thing hasn't changed. He's a little bit slow. Now, did you advise him of those other ones? Did you advise Eric, Boner Boy?
Just sent the email.
Okay. Because I'm always ripping him an ass, a big fat ass, which isn't hard in his case. But usually it's your fault because you're like, you know, there's too much lag time. You know? Like the thing we're getting with the fax. Are a lot of faxes pouring in now?
No.
I knew it. Now that our fax machine is working, we're not getting any faxes from you people out there. 650-0198. We got it fixed.
Maybe they're going to the other one.
Let me say it again. Our fax machine works. They're a little slow. You're right. See, I forgot. After being over there with those beautiful people that look like Rutherford B. Hayes and William Howard Taft. Remember William Howard Taft?
Oh, yeah. A good friend of mine.
No, seriously. You've seen the pictures of him with a big beard and a big handlebar mustache.
Right.
That's what the people in Amsterdam look like, even the women. 10:13 at 5, and I was starting to say before about that FOB, they make great bath products. It's just a shame that none of the local people over there ever use any of them. It's kind of like the French. Hey, are you bald? Don't call. I'm not asking you. I'm just asking, like, in general.
Well, there was this pause.
There's a pause because it's a question. I'm waiting to give the answer. Don't interrupt the commercials, okay, now, Mr. Hotshot, just because I was on vacation for a week. In fact, you may be part of that change, and you're not even aware of it yet. How do you like that, Smarty Pants? Are you bald?
No.
Don't call Fast Train. Sexual performance problem?
Yes.
Don't call Fast Train. Dead-end job? Now we're talking. That's the thing to get you started calling Fast Train. Because they can have you fully trained and ready for a new high-paying computer career in just 4 short months. Call Fast Train today at 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. That's 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. They got locations all over town. So there's bound to be one nearby you. They're in Miami, Kendall, Fort Lauderdale, and Pembroke Pines. You know they got a good sense of humor because they put up with Todd Dreck. And the copy he writes for them, we wouldn't wish on Ava Brown. Fast Train offers job placement assistance, financial aid, convenient evening and weekend classes, so there's not any excuse to stay in that dead-end job of yours one more day. Your new career is just a phone call and 4 months away. That's how fast they can have you fully trained for a great computer career. So jump on the Fast Train today and call them toll-free. They'll be glad to answer all your questions with no obligation. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN or check them out on that wicked web at fasttrain.com. And you'll be pleased to know I saw Gary Sarner's look-alike in Amsterdam several times again in the last 10 days, and he's still an asshole.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
A heart or a liver?
I will not give it to you.
Just lie right back, they said to me, and fill up dish bedpan. They put a catheter in me, and oh, it hurts, goddamn! I said, too late, I crapped myself, and boy, it shoulda smelled. This lousy leukemia has screwed up my blood cells. Screwed up my blood cells. Then it got so tough to breathe, I couldn't stay alive. I wish I never signed a form that said do not revive. It said do not revive. I left my body and I started walking towards a light. But that light was the flames of hell. And this is where I will stay. I will burn eternally for writing the song for Gilligan's Isle.
I don't like is the cap on this microphone. My God, it's from like 1986. Hank was busting off some lip chunk. Jesus.
10:18 at 560. Don't give us no lip chunk, Hank. Tracy and Kendall faxes and says my vote for the poll is the Bahamas. Now we're talking, Tracy. Never again for love or money. And I second that emotion. The next showing of Requiem on Independent Film Channel, Saturday the 31st, this Saturday at 12:15 in the morning, which I'm assuming that means Friday night.
I would assume.
If you go to ifctv.com, you can sign up to get a reminder email from them for what's on. Spy Report says, Tracy, I listened to Phil Henry last week, and I'm sad to say that he's doing a poll now on his show.
Are you sure?
He doesn't ask for suggestions like you. He just announces the poll topic and choices and then talks about the poll results during the show. Thanks for the spy report, Tracy. It's pretty sad.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't sound too original either to me. Well, I guess it's better than doing right-wing fanaticism, though, wouldn't you think?
Anything is.
Miami 28 on a poll. Miami, you're pulling away from the pack. What place did you once visit or live in that you once that you used to love but now dislike the most? You hate it like poison. Miami 28, New York 16, Detroit 10. I knew that was a wiener, man. Detroit used to be a great and exciting, a vibrant place. Used to be Music City, baby. Great. And then they turned it into a toilet. And it never came back. Never came back. Amsterdam still got 7. Vegas 4. Cancun 3. Orlando's got a pair. Baltimore don't have any rocket scientists out there. Baltimore doesn't have any. He couldn't even vote for his own choice, giving me a bunch of crap. Mr. What was the word?
Ebullion. Yeah.
And how come we don't have the Florida Keys and the Bahamas on there yet? Oh, because I haven't said that yet. The Florida Keys used to be pristine and beautiful, it says Richard Cranium, old Dick. Now, too much development, too many weirdos love Dick. Okay, let's get that on there, too, don't you think, the Florida Keys?
Got it.
Why does everybody think, what would you, you've been to Key West, I'm sure.
A couple times, right.
And?
What
am I missing?
It was a little cramped, was my impression of it.
No beaches. Cramp?
Right. No. Like, there's only one public beach. All the rest of them are owned by the hotel. So you
full of rocks.
You know, right. And the beach was rocky. And I guess it's just the events. Like, I was down there for Fantasy Fest. That was fun. And lots of drunks stumbling around.
Oh, you were there for Fantasy Fest?
Not Fantasy Fest. Sorry, the other thing.
Liar.
Another
George
thing.
Was there for Fantasy Fest. Wow.
It was some other painted breast.
No wonder you and my muff are getting along so good these days.
Duh. Get off this instant.
Mm-hmm. When the hell was that?
By the way, that's not Ken Malden.
No, it says,
duh, get off this instant.
It's that schmuck with all the money. Ben Stein. 5670560. Nobody's guessed the new lineup for QAM, which starts, it's almost imminent. Almost any moment. In fact, before you fart again, we could have that new lineup on here and just slap you right in the puss. And I'm sure that we'll get lots of press about this, don't you think?
No.
I'm sure that they're going to be writing about it like crazy, about all the big changes and major stuff going on. Maybe even Tom Jicka will love by radio, you think?
Jim Sarney will write about it.
Jim Sarney already wrote about it, but he didn't write about the changes. Right. Although he did write that, as usual, got it wrong about how Pharrell belongs on at night. I will tell you this right now. Scott Pharrell will not be doing nights on QAM, okay? So Jim Sarney, I'm not going to let the horse out of the barn or the cat out of the civet cat out of the bag. But I will tell you right now, as usual, Sarney, you're full of crap. You don't know your ass from my elbow, okay? You don't know what you're writing about. You're on the outside. You see, he's bent out of shape because he knows the Mad Dog, and that's about it. He has no other connections. As opposed to Barry Jackass over there at the make-believe newspaper, the once-upon-a-time allegedly great Miami Herald. Barry Jackass, who's got not only Greg's home phone number, he's got his cell phone number. He's got what's-her-name's number. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Here's Melbourne. Hello.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
Okay, sir.
Your poll is interesting because I pretty much grew up in South Florida and lived there for 40-some years and actually moved to Ocklawaha about 3-4 years ago. I'm commuting. I'm coming back down to work for business reasons, but I just couldn't wait to get out of South Florida. It's just, to me, it's a toilet, and the only reason I got to go back is because of work.
Amen. Well said.
And one other question. You're the radio maven. I always miss Joe Angel. Do you know what he's doing now? Or
he's doing the Giants. He's doing the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, he is doing it.
Yeah.
Get that.
But, he left South Florida, and he winds up in the World Series the first year with the Giants.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that because I enjoyed him when he and Millard used to do the Oriole games back on IOD back 12, 13 years ago. And I was so happy when the Marlins picked up Joe Angel. I thought, what a great voice he had and what he did the game so well.
Well, they tried to stick it to him, and payback is a bitch. He turned it around and went to work for the Giants, and he wound up being in the World Series. So screw them. That organization has screwed over more people. They deserve to have their 5,000 people a game. They suck.
Yeah, I agree with you. One more thing. You, if anybody I've ever heard on the radio, always spoke your mind, always didn't care what management said, care what owners say or anything.
Yeah.
Why can't you tell us the new lineup right now?
Well, I mean, just because I speak my mind doesn't mean that I can just make up the things as I go along. If you work for somebody and they tell you, well, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, you can't just, that's a different story, you know?
Oh, okay.
In other words, I need the paycheck, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good day now.
You too. I mean, do you see any course? See, he's trying to shame me into, like, letting the cat out, the civet cat out of the bag.
No, it's real simple. Somebody says, hey, look, we don't want this on the air if you say that you won't.
And if it happens to be the people that, who pay my paycheck every twice a month, pretty hefty, heavy-duty paycheck, I'm sure as hell not going to, like, to try to prove a point or how macho I am, kind of come on here and say, well, I'll show you a thing or two or three, you know? But now that you mention it. No, I mean, what would be the point in that? But I understand. Nice try, sir. He's a very clever guy. He wants to, like, you know, embarrass me because he's foaming at the mouth. Can you imagine how many people I got salivating out there waiting to find out right now?
And there are some people that can't stand being in suspense.
Well, good.
As opposed to just having some fun with it.
No, but I think either way it's great. People who, look at this. What is this? Oh, no. This is the worst thing I have ever seen in my life. Oh. The first day I'm back from vacation and you fax me this?
Sorry, it just came across.
Oh. She was such a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, seriously, she was very nice to me and I knew her pretty well. I don't even want to put this on the air. I'm so depressed. I'm just shocked. Anybody remember Linda Thornton that used to write radio and TV, used to really write about radio and TV in the Herald?
Sure.
Yes.
As opposed, you know, this is really sad. I mean, as opposed to like a faker like Tom Jicka who came along from writing the dog racing, picking the dog races, all of a sudden made him into a TV and radio guy, which doesn't know his ass from his elbow and doesn't write anything about what's going on. As opposed to, there were some, what was the other girl's name? The young lady, I don't want to call her a girl. What was it, before Linda Thornton? Oh, for crap, the
Pat,
Herald,
Pat
before
Curry.
Your time, huh?
Pat Curry.
No, not Pat Curry. I'm talking about somebody who really know about radio and TV. Oh, Sherry Woods.
Okay.
Sherry Woods.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, she was good. Linda, I see. Linda Rios Thornton, a previous entertainment staff writer for the Herald, has died after a long illness. She was 48. Linda Thornton worked as promotions director at such popular radio stations as WINZ, WIOD, and Magic 102.7 in the South Florida area. For 6 years as entertainment and promotions director at the Dade County Youth for an Exposition, Thornton booked all entertainment, coordinated media promotions, and wrote and edited publications. Most recently, Thornton worked at Homestead Air Reserve Base's environmental program as information specialist, publicizing the environmental restoration project through the creation of press releases and newsletters. Thornton's love for animals prompted her to work weekends at the Adoptive Pet Center at Homestead, assisting adoptions and providing information on the care and maintenance of the adopted cats and dogs. Linda survived by her husband, Josh Marks, her mother, 5 sisters, a brother, and many nieces and nephews. To visit this guest book online, you can go to www.herald.com/obituaries. This was in the Herald 521. Deepest condolences to Linda's husband and family, all her friends. She was a sweetheart. She was one of the really nice people I've encountered in all the years I've been in South Florida. She was only 48. Tragic. Thanks for ruining my day and my week and my month, George.
No charge.
Oh, what a sweetheart. What a really, I mean, legitimately nice person.
Yes, she was.
I remember when she was going out with Joe Johnson. Remember Joe Johnson? I think he's still on Magic playing that same corny music.
No.
You know Joe Johnson, don't you?
The singer, not the DJ.
You don't know Joe Johnson from Magic?
Oh, wait, that's Joe Jackson.
What do you know about radio? You know something? I think you may be in line for Jicka's job. You know what?
All right.
Yeah.
I'll fly to L.A. and watch some TV.
Sure, and get fed to Wine and Dine.
Sure.
And then go on and fill in for Eddie Kane, open up a big mouth. 10:28 at 5. I'm not the same. I'm not the same person I was 3 minutes ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Hey, if you got a big, ugly, bald spot, there's one guy in town and one guy in the universe that can make it go away and make you look great, and that's Charles Alfieri. Charlie's the best in the universe. That's why even the millionaires and billionaires go to Charlie, because they know for no price in the world can they get a better-looking head of hair than with Charlie's natural hairline system. He's been doing it for probably close to 30 years, I would say, right now. Wouldn't you say about 30?
About 30, man.
Working with the famous and not-so-famous, and everybody gets Charlie's guarantee. You know how many days he gives you the guarantee for?
About 30, man.
So after 30 days, if you don't love the way Charlie's system looks and feels and smells, if you're not getting lots of action, Charlie will give you a full refund. So the only thing you're going to lose is that ugly bald spot that makes you look not only bad, but a lot older as well. And be sure to mention Neil Rogers when you call, because Charlie gave you a $200 discount off the regular low price already just for having the balls to mention my name, even if one doesn't have an ingrown hair. Charlie also services and repairs all types of hair systems while you wait for only $25 to $30. I wonder if he works on ingrown hairs on testicles. Maybe on the side.
I'll check.
On the side. Call toll-free the Charles Alfieri Studios and get your hair back. Call 1-800-321-2413. Forget about those pills, those injections, those mousy-looking pieces. Look like a real Michigan with some real great-looking hair from the Charles Alfieri Studios. 1-800-321-2413.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAQAM.
Miami Town. At
560 WQAM. Check out line 5.
Well, there's a marvelous place I know where all the wealthy people go.
All right.
It's where royalty play polo, and that's what I like about Coca.
Oh!
Down where egos are never small. Down where they say, help all. And every corner has a mall. And that's what I like about Boca. Spend 10 grand on golf course fees. Spend the day in Jewish bakeries. You should taste these delicacies. And that's what I like about Boca. Please excuse our attitudes. In our BMWs, we find pleasure in being rude. And that's what I like about Coca. Gucci belts and Rolex watches. White shoes make us so obnoxious. If you're clean, we'll let you touch us. And that's what I like about Coca. We really don't care what you think. You see, our doo-doo doesn't stink. There's no coffee, only mocha. And that's what I like about Boca.
Oy!
Yes, that's what I like about Boca.
10:33 at 5:60. I'll tell you one thing. If I was approaching my 70th birthday very rapidly and I was going to have to be getting up like at 2:30 in the morning every day, I'd be really disturbed. It would flip my way. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not saying anything in particular. Anyway, 106 votes is all we got on the poll, and that's about as lame as it ever gets. And I think we went astray here, you know? Maybe I'm out of practice. I thought it was a pretty good poll question. I just don't think we have enough good choices on there yet. What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? 106 votes. Miami, 50. New York, 21. Detroit, 13. Amsterdam still only got 7, which means hopefully a lot of you haven't been there recently. Good. Congratulations. Don't go there, please. Orlando, 6. Cancun, 4. Vegas, 4. And Baltimore's got 1. So our brilliant guy evidently got through. Got on there, voted as 1. Didn't we leave somebody off? What about the Bahamas, Beaner Boy?
They've been sent, the Bahamas and the Keys.
And the Florida Keys? I don't see them on here yet, Eric.
Just sent
put
it
down
again.
The breakfast burritos, okay, before it sends you over the edge. Well, I ate a lot of crap in Amsterdam. I ate a lot of crap. The food there continues to suck. Did find one pretty good Chinese restaurant. The only problem is that, within a couple of hours, oh, my God, just crapping my brains out.
Well, it's that civet that you were eating.
That civet cat?
Yeah.
A little kitty cat. Don't be eating no more Chinese pussy cat. I'll tell you that right now, all you guys out there, unless you want to be dead, okay, real soon. Quit going out there and grabbing little farmyard animals out there. I mean, yeah, it's funny things that people do with little animals like that, you know?
Yeah, like what?
Like a Richard Gere.
Kick it up your ass.
Yeah. That'd be a good poll question. Which would you eat first, a gerbil or a civet cat, huh? Here's Bill in Fort Lauderdale, who's a chronic faxer, but a wonderful guy who says his guess at the new lineup is 6 to 10 a.m. Hypo Rick and Suds. Now, Rick and Suds are not part of it, I can tell you that right now, okay? That narrows it down. 10 to 2, he's got Neil God. 2 to 4, Mad Dog slash Joe Rose alternating to keep Mandage happy and sloshed.
4 to 6, Pharrell. He's got Pharrell on 4 to 6
now. 6 to 10, Fat Hank with Geldy as a board op where he belongs. 10 to 2, Born Again Liberal Phil, in other words, transmitter maintenance.
Are you sure?
2 to 6, the fake body part show that nobody hears with Moe and his muskrat and Steve Walk with a cane. That'd be a good combo, you know what? And he's actually got a little bit of, he's touching on a little bit of truth in there, you know what? See what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm just not saying it.
George is going to start humming Condoleezza in just a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any minute now. Well, we just can't say, but somebody did tell us before the show, have fun with it. Have a good time. Just don't...
get off this instant.
Yeah. Try to cover his ass, though, because he's already, speaking of Condoleezza, he's already got enough letters in his file.
Have fun, but don't say nothing.
Right. Have a good time with it and tease the audience real good, but just keep it mum. Mazatlan, Mexico, this is some good news now. Not nearly enough to counteract that depressing piece of news you sent me before about Linda Thornton. I'm just blown away by that.
Yeah.
48 is like barely living. That is tragic. A former priest who fled to Mexico to escape U.S. sex abuse charges died after jumping from the third-story balcony of a hotel as police closed and authorities said yesterday.
Oh!
Good. The only good child molesting priest is a dead child molesting priest. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Except, of course, for a dentist. Siegfried F. Wildera, 62, faced dozens of child molestation charges in California and Wisconsin. Police surrounded the beachside hotel and planned to arrest Wildera, in this resort city on Mexico's Pacific coast, the Mexican judicial authorities said. Minutes after authorities arrived, Wildera ran to the balcony of his room and jumped, said Marta Gutierrez, a spokesman for the Attorney General's office in Sinaloa State. She said it was unclear why he jumped, saying that he might have been trying to escape. Hey, Marta, I hate to break the news to you. A little slow, sweetheart. He died of head injuries Sunday on his way to a hospital, she said. Gutierrez said police ordered his arrest at the request of the U.S. counterparts and planned to extradite him. He was ordained a Catholic priest in 1967. 6 years later, he was convicted of sexual misconduct with an adolescent boy in the Milwaukee area and sentenced to 3 years probation. And then it goes on and on about a whole long laundry list, okay? So we got a dead child molesting priest, is what we say.
Oh!
Maybe he just didn't like the water there, you know? That might have been it. 5670560. I noticed nobody's, although we did get Cancun, so I take that back. Bite your lip, okay?
I'm biting it.
Bite it. Miami's got 62 votes, a place you once loved, lived, whatever, and 64 votes, and now hate it, dislike it the most. Miami 64, did you just crack your knuckles?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
That was disgusting. Wow. New York 25, Detroit 14, Orlando and Amsterdam tied with 7 apiece. I see a lot of similarities there, not. Vegas 4, Cancun 4, Baltimore 2. No votes yet for the Bahamas or the Florida Keys, only 127 votes. This is the most dastardly pull we've taken in months on this show. Who do you think's responsible for it, Boner Boy?
Eric.
Oh, man. Talk about racking up those points. I think you got a good point yourself. Hey, Eric, get with it, okay? I notice nothing has changed in his... And the best news of it is, I almost forgot about it because it was so exciting. Look at this. Can I punch it up?
Punch it. Right.
Line 5. There it is.
Oh!
See, we got fix it there. Goes to show you what a schmuck Corso is. We begged and we pleaded and bellyached and bitched and screamed and carried on. Didn't get nothing. Got nothing accomplished. And now we got Jim Yeltsin around there, old fix-it. Not only we get the fax machine fixed in like about an hour or less, we also got Line 5 back after weeks and months and years.
Oh!
All right. We finally got a real engineer in the building as opposed to a couple of imposters there. We got naked pictures of the Beasleys with a billy goat. 20 before 11 at 560 WQAM. Big new lineup coming only days away. In fact, it could be who knows, you know?
Right.
The one thing we can say honestly, we don't know exactly the moment, the day, the second. But it's coming.
Squirt, squirt.
Make no mistake about it. Delights of West Boca, your superstore for the Atkins diet. You never got me to read the Atkins editorial in the New York Times yet.
Oh, sorry.
Or any other low-carb, sugar-free diet, is introducing the new almond snack cakes by Control Carb at Delights. And these come in blueberry, banana, or classic almond. Each serving is only one effective carb. Or sample Delight's new chocolate raspberry muffin with only 1 gram of carbs. And if you like something crunchy, be sure to try one of the new 3 flavors of low-carb racket chips. So whether it's Carbolite ice cream, breads, rolls, cheesecakes, chocolates, pastas, sauces, any of the other 600 low-carb foods, Delight's or West Polk is a place you're going to love because everything in the store is dedicated to you and you people out there that are trying desperately to lose that weight. And you can always try anything in the store before you buy it, too. Their staff knows dieting, including Atkins especially, inside and out. They're open every day, 7 days a week, 10 to 10. And they carry the most complete line of Atkins brand products under the sun that are always 25% off the regular price all day, every day. Atkins Diet is rated number one, so head for the number one low-carb sugar-free store in the universe, Delight's of West Boca. You'll find them on the northeast corner of Glades and 441, right next to Boston Market. Or call them toll-free at 1-877-LOW-CARB. Check them out on the web at lowcarb.com. You know where you find them, don't you?
No.
That's where you find them. Don't forget, there's only one Delight's of West Boca, your official Atkins retail center.
Live and local, this is 560. The radio's all yours now. QAM.
Father O'Toole, God.
It's the video too hot for TV. Priests gone wild. Find out what these wild men of the cloth do when they loosen their collars. It's wild, wild, wild. See Franciscans vigorously anointing their flock. Naughty Dominicans frolicking in an after-hours bingo parlor. It's all on Priests Gone Wild. Priests Gone Wild is hot under the... as barely legal seminary students barter rosary beads at Mardi Gras. Don't delay. Order today. Priests Gone Wild. Order now and receive a bonus video. Seminary sluts. They're young, they're hot, and they're sharing a steamy sauna. Operators are standing by, so order now. To order Priest Gone Wild, have your credit card handy and call 1-800-ULTRA-BOY. May not be suitable for children over 15.
Let's see. Phil Saltzman called, wanted to talk to you off the air. Carlos explained no can do and took his number. It's 954. Oh, I better not read that. What is that all about? Did he say?
No, he did not.
Well, why the hell not? Why do all these people keep calling you like Fatboy did the other day? And then demanding to talk to George, or in that case, or me in this case. What's that all about?
I don't know. No respect.
I don't think Phil is doing the races from Calder. I heard somebody else on there in the racing thing a couple days ago, whenever the hell it was. Maybe that's not what it's all about. Well, I hope Phil's okay, okay?
Maybe he's curious.
Curious about what?
About the programming changes.
Okay.
Look at this. Oh, and to show you that people are a little bit out of it, maybe it was too much booze on the holidays. So Lynn Samuels, hey Lynn, thanks for the Bravo thing, which I have right here, but her other email is inane at best. She says in regard to our poll, what about New York City? It's got 26 votes, sweetheart. What place did you visit or live in that she's starting to get like the rest of our audience now? It's, maybe it's contagious. What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? Miami's got 77, and not any place even close to Miami, meaning all of South Florida, of course, like, you know, Surfside, Pembroke Lakes,
yeah.
Sweetwater, New York 26, Detroit 16, Orlando 9, Amsterdam still stuck on 7. See, and of course, it's difficult to really determine what this means, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know if you just don't have that many people went there. We got a lot of people in this audience who are Amsterdam people, so I don't know what that means. Maybe they still like it. Or maybe they just haven't been there recently enough to hate it. Believe me, you will. Vegas 5, Cancun 4, the Keys 4, Baltimore's got 2 now, and the Bahamas have got the big...
Oh!
Oh, brother, you kidding me? I went there that one time, just that one time on that cruise many years ago. I wouldn't go back if they gave me $5,000 to gamble, gave me all my wow. meals for free. I wouldn't go back. I would not. They can take the Bahamas and you can... It blows. That whole arrogant, obnoxious, condescending attitude of theirs, it makes me sick to my stomach. And am I confusing the Bahamians with the Jamaicans?
Probably.
I am?
They
you know
like
the Jamaican
that.
Thing I'm talking about because I have a real problem with that. That whole...
The imperious Jamaican women.
The imperious, yeah. Oh, that like talking down to you, condescending kind of a thing with that phony accent. Oh, I hate that. Man. There is something really, really stinkable about that whole Jamaican experience.
Yeah,
right. I hope our winners, though, in a contest have a good time there in spite of it. NBC on Bravo will court viewers this summer with American television's first primetime gay-themed reality dating series. Oh, I bet you Reverend Jones will be watching that. Don't
yeah,
you think?
And Dennis.
And who? Oh, and Dennis. Dennis yeah. will be glued to the screen.
Taking notes.
He'll be glued to it. Similar in format to ABC's The Bachelor, Boy Meets Boy features an eligible man looking for love in a pool of 15 potential mates, but in a twist worthy of the bogus Barron on Fox's Joe Millionaire, some of the suitors are actually heterosexual men who are paid by the program to pretend to be gay, unbeknownst to the eligible bachelor. This sounds like that Jenny Jones show, remember?
Right.
Yeah, sounds like it's got the potential for some real
except
hot
this one,
shooting.
This one seems to be on the up and up.
I see. I think this will be truly a groundbreaking. I bet you Mo will be watching because it sounds like it might have something to do with penis. Don't you think, Boner Boy? I think this will be truly groundbreaking television, said series executive producer and co-creator Douglas Ross. One of the reasons we decided to take the basic dating format and throw in this twist is that we wanted the show to appeal to a broader audience. The six-episode Boy will premiere on Bravo in July at a date and time to be determined. In each episode, the bachelor will interact with other men on group and one-on-one. What?
Huh?
They'll interact with other men on group and one-on-one dates and gradually eliminate those he isn't interested in until one winner remains. And then, of course, if the winner turns out to be straight, somebody's got their brains blown out. While the actual sexual orientation of at least one contestant will be disclosed at the outset to viewers, but not the bachelor, the identity of some of the others will not be revealed until the bachelor himself finds out. The exact number of heterosexual suitors was not divulged by Bravo, nor was the sum the network paid. Any sexual intimacy beyond kissing was strictly prohibited on Boy, which was shot from May 9th to the 17th in a pair of homes in Palm Springs, California. The bachelor, identified as 32-year-old from Southern California, works in the Human Resources Division of a law firm. Boy is hosted by Danny Beer from Extra. B-E-H-R, am I saying that right? Beer?
I guess, sure.
Whatever. Okay, there you go. There's some fag stuff for you. But it's going to be titillating because it may be faggy and it may not be. And maybe somebody's going to get their brains blown out in the end. Which will be a little bit of excitement. I think that's probably coming the next reality show. You know that thing where Puffy says, shoot the host?
Right.
I think maybe that's going to be it. You know, like, shoot somebody. Yeah. And we never know who's going to get shot at the end of the show, and you have to watch, like, about 15 episodes. And then the final one, finally, somebody gets just pissed off, and that's it.
I already know what the name's going to be.
Yeah?
Kill some people.
I like it.
Oh!
Simple.
Oh, speaking of him, yes?
Yeah, what?
So what did Phil Saltzman want?
Oh.
See, I don't like that stuff. It's disturbing to me.
You
because
want to call him?
Huh?
You want me to call him?
Yeah, you got the number there? You must have, because you sent me that. Call him and see what he wants, because I hope he's okay, because I know a few years ago he had that thing where they damn near killed him in the hospital.
Right.
And I know I did not hear him calling the races from Calder whenever the hell last time I checked the racing channel.
Next break, I'll call him.
Good. Call up Phil Saltzman. If he's not sick or anything, tell him I still can't stand the fact he put those people in my seats at the hockey game. 5-6, look at this. Now, see, I would wish that we get a call on line 5 now that we have it working, so at least it makes it worthwhile. Huh?
Baby steps. Come on.
Oh, baby crap is what you're talking about. I can smell it all the way up here. It smells like baby crap. Come on, you people. Get with it. What is going on in this show? We got some exciting news, and we're never going to tell you unless you butch up a little bit. 5670560. Who's going to be the first caller on line 5
now that
it works, huh? I don't think we'll get enough calls to get line 5 to ring now. Which, I don't know how those things work.
It's mix and match. It's not in order here.
Oh, really? In any particular order?
No.
So that means we'd have to get a lot of calls, and right at the moment there's only 3 on the board. Pretty weak. Here's Plantation. Hello.
Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
Okay. I got the real quick fix to your programming problem.
Yes?
Which is very simple. Number one, fire Joe Zagacki just because he sucks. Number two, call Jeff DeForest, probation officer, see if a change of venue is approved.
Uh-huh.
Get Depo on the morning show.
No.
Get Howard David out of there.
Oh.
And get managed on the morning show. Put Pharrell on from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
And that pretty much fixes everything. And you get Gildy do an update.
Okay.
And if they can't get Joe Rose back too, basically just hit a big reset button. Because, I mean, the last 16 months of the station has been crud. Is programming lineup except for your show.
Well, bat line's ringing, by the way, Beaner Boner Boy. The bat line's ringing line 12 there. Better grab it real quick.
Been ringing all day. It's some idiot trying to fax.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll take it under consideration, okay?
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Pally.
Bye-bye.
Now, you notice that just about all of these people with their programming suggestions, they do include Pharrell in the lineup.
Howard in the morning with some Kellogg's.
Woo! It is that special K, isn't it?
Yeah, it's special, all right.
And, of course, I would ask George what the K stands for, but he'd probably say some anti-Semitic thing. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. How about kvetch? There's a K at the beginning of kvetch, huh?
Ketchup.
I can't think of any more curmudgeonly and kvetchy than old Mo, the Mo Meister. Now, how you guys been getting along since I've been out of there?
I mean, like last week.
Yeah.
He's been promoting the substitute show, which is mighty wide of him.
Has he really?
Yeah, he has.
The slap fight.
Right, between me and Carlos.
Yeah.
Every day.
Okay, here's some, now did you call Phil yet?
No.
Is there anybody on line five yet? See, I can't get anybody to call that is going to spill over to line five, and that's, I got to get that done. We got four is lit, six, seven, and not that you have any way of knowing what line your call is going to pop up on, but if we had enough calls on here right now, if the phone was ringing off the hook, if this crowd was with us.
But more important than that.
Yes?
Phil's on line four, and apparently he'll talk to you on the air.
Oh, Phil Saltzman's on line four. I thought you meant Phil Henry.
Are you sure?
Phil!
Hi, Neil.
Que paso?
Well, first of all, let me express my profound thanks for worrying so much about me. I am still working at Calder, but I only work 4 days a week instead of five.
Why is that?
We have another guy that I guess they're grooming to take my place someday when I lose my eyesight and my voice. And
you mean like about the middle of August? Yeah.
Usually that happens about the middle of August, yeah. But anyhow, his name is Bobby Newman. He does a terrific job. And he covers me on Tuesdays. He calls the races on Tuesday, and I call Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, well, thank you for your concern. I really
appreciate
it.
How did an asshole like Vic Stauffer wind up doing races at Hollywood Park? What's that all about?
I don't ask me about Vic Stauffer. I have no idea.
Well, I'm right, though, aren't I? Okay, see, you don't have to say anything. Your reaction with that little laugh there, that's all that has to be said. Very good. Very well done. See, there it is again.
Listen, there is something I want to talk to you off the air about when you get a shot. So I left my cell phone number for you whenever you
What is it about? What is it in reference
it's
to?
It's about hockey.
Oh.
A subject that's near and dear to our hearts.
Okay.
So whenever you get a chance, it's not pressing, but whenever you can, that's great.
But in other words, you're okay, you're not dying, we don't have some emergency, life is going on great.
No, as a matter of fact, I feel better than I've felt in a long time. It's scary.
Excellent.
Anyway, and, thank you for your concern. And
Funny Side will win the Triple Crown. Let's hear it for Funny Side.
I think it's going to be very tough to beat him. But if he does get beat, I think it'll be by Empire Maker.
Yeah.
I think he's probably the horse to beat.
I think he's counterfeit Empire Maker.
Well, we'll find out.
And you notice the good thing is the horse wins the Preakness by 10 lengths, and the Herald didn't even put a picture in there with a phony object in the Jose Santos' hand this time.
Listen, we don't want to stir up any old memories. That was
yeah,
terrible.
We don't want to talk about the Herald, right? Okay, well, listen, Phil, take care of yourself, and I'll give you a call.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
Okay.
Take care. Have a great day.
And you too. See, now I feel a lot better. Now that I know it wasn't some kind of emergency, I just don't do things like that, you know? It would be like my handyman, like Izzy, calling my mother, like when we go on vacation. He did. Calls my mother up.
What's he calling?
Yeah. Bitch. Nice going, Izzy. Here's a fax that says, I know, now, did line five ever ring yet? No.
No.
What is going on? Does this thing work? If you bastards won't get with it now, there's something going on here, okay? There's got to be somebody out there that will call it just to make it ring, just to satisfy me that we know that it works. 5670560.
Rolling right out of his lip under that tongue groove.
Pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Make that line 5 ring just once.
There it goes.
Wait a minute. WQAM, line 5.
Sorry, I beat you to it. Try it again.
Would you stop being an asshole, if that's possible? Line 5, hello. Hola.
See what you did, Carlos?
Yeah, see what you did? You little... He's out. You're done.
That damn Eric.
Yeah, Eric must have intercepted it. Okay, got his fat finger on it. Probably thought there was a Chinese delivery
coming. All
right,
this time. There it goes again.
Okay, here we go. One last time. WQAM, line 5.
All right.
You're it, man.
All right.
You done it.
So do I get to talk to Neil?
No. I just wanted to see if the line was going to work. I don't want to talk to him. I just want to make sure the goddamn line worked.
We're Sports Radio 560. QAM.
That fanny is so large, I don't think he has ever seen the Buttmaster machine in his life.
Coming up tonight on Inside the Behind, the True Hollywood Celebrity Music Biography Profile Story. They got us chanting along to their hit, Pour Some Sugar on Me. But could the song have been about sex? We'll find out from Def Leppard.
What ever gave you the idea it was about sex? Sex? That is rich.
Def Leppard vocalist Joe Elliott spoke to Inside the Behind, along with his manager, Slappy Gold.
That song is not about sex.
Right, definitely not.
I specifically told the boys, write a song about sugar.
You did?
About how much you love sugar and you want it poured all over you.
Right.
In fact, if you had to choose between getting sugar poured on you or the luscious love nectar of some hot babe poured on you, you would definitely not go with the sweet, sticky, glistening moisture dripping from the... nuts. Yeah. It's about sex.
Yeah,
it's totally it's about sex. I mean, well, you got us. I mean,
of course.
So why, asks Inside the Behind, did they feel the need to lie?
Listen, things ain't been too good for Def Leppard since the 80s.
No.
We've been looking for ways to make some dough, so we're doing a children's album.
Yeah, we thought we could put some distance between us and Love Juices.
But the fans are gonna love this record, too. Don't you worry, the boys ain't gonna compromise.
No way, we're gonna rock you. You know, with songs like My Best Friend is Neat and Cross the Street with Care Today. And,
right.
And I must do what Mommy and Daddy tell me. No,
there, guy, come on.
I want to take drugs and party.
No, we all got to eat.
Def Leppard, a band's got to do what a band's got to do. But we'll all sure miss those references to female secretions. It's a big, juicy, sopping wet look at show business tonight on Inside the Behind.
11:03 at 560. I don't think Phil wanted to talk to me about hockey at all. I think that's just a cover-up. He wants me to call him off the air so I'll tell him the new lineup.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Everybody out there wants me to spill the beans. I'm not going to do it. It's got nothing to do with having balls. It's got to do, although I do have that ingrown hair on one ball.
Is that a pustule?
Yeah, it's a posthumous hair. Hank will be at Shula's tomorrow, not today, since George's family. Who cares, you know?
Right on.
If you want to go to Shula's and have lunch, you don't have to sit around watching Hank fill his fat face, okay? Relax. By the way, nice going, Humper. Congratulations to my close friend Hank Goldberg, who's learned from me, okay? When the new schedule comes out, less work, more pay, or at least, you know what I'm saying?
Less work, same pay.
Right. Now, Beaner Boy, did you hear what he just said?
I was just correcting you.
Did you hear what he just said?
I thought I heard what he just said.
Yeah, I think you just let part of the puzzle out of the civet cat out of the bag.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. Shine up that chair nice and early tomorrow morning, Beaner. You won't be seeing George's ass in it.
Yes.
Let's see, Paris. Now, here's a long, convoluted thing about hockey and silly stuff from Jeff and Plantation. Thanks a lot, eh? But he does make a good point for the poll, Paris. Thanks, Jeff. As far as the rest of it, nobody's going to be watching Jersey and the Anaheim Ducks, including me. Who the hell gives a flying crap, okay? Just get it over with already. And we don't give a crap about Robbie Niedermeyer and Scott Niedermeyer and nobody cares. And Martin Brodeur and all his other frog crap. Nobody cares. Here's a fax that says, I know you've been on vacation, so I don't know if you've seen or heard the new campaign from the state Gestapo. Yes, I have seen and read about it. And it really frosted my ass as being somebody who's militant about that seatbelt crap. The Click It or Ticket harassment project, they're getting tough on grown-up legal adults who work and pay taxes who choose not to wear a seatbelt. How about zero tolerance on violent crime, rape, and pedophilia? It's one thing not securing a child, but if an adult wants to go through the windshield, that's their problem. Do some real work other than harassing the innocent public, and you are...
Absolutely correct, sir.
Right on top. Dry run today, I really believe it. I don't think the audience will respond until the new lineup takes place. If then. Here's Miami Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'm at work, that's why I'm talking low. I got it for you. Moe and Gildy, 6 to 8, 8 to 10, Pharrell. 10 to 2, you, 2 to 3, Mad Dog, and then the rest is all the same.
If you knew how close you were, man, we'd send you $1 million in small bills.
And then, you know, of course, Hank could lose the hour.
Hank could lose the hour, or a couple of pounds either way. Okay, thanks, amigo. He's very close. He's pretty damn close to it, you know what?
Yeah.
Of course, if I say any more than that, then I'll be letting the civet cat out of the bag. I don't want to do that and get muffed into a whole bunch of crap. I think since it's already past 11 o'clock in the morning, don't you think it's time for them like to give us the official go-ahead now since we, you know, the ratings come out, we put it out on this show? This is the place where people, at least they used to before George killed the audience for a week.
Yeah.
No, seriously, this is where the people meet and greet and eat and tweet
right.
And whatever, pick their seat, eat spoiled rotten meat, probably from Canada.
It's a sweet treat.
So, I think it's about time. Maybe we ought to give them a deadline, like by noon. I think by noon, Muffa or Clarence ought to come through that door and say, just give you the big thumbs up, okay? Put it on the air, okay? Because we know the story. We know what it is. In fact, I think I am going to spill part of the bean right now, since that last guy had it. Is that okay?
I ain't saying nothing.
Duff hates you.
Yeah. I think what we're going to do is we're going to tell the audience that this program, and I've been screaming about it from the first week it started, we're going back to 10 to 2.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not telling any of the rest of the stuff. It has nothing to do with personnel changes. We're just going back to the day part that this show should have been on all along. We never should have had, like, let's see, 13, 14, 15 months of 9 to 1. Nobody does a show from 9 to 1. It's not done 9 to 1. Got it? And it ain't no fun. What just happened?
Oh, it was Pharrell. He just can't contain himself.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Breath. Jesus, he's got his own studio over there. Did you see some of the hose they got on the wall dripping in there?
That's probably why you'll see a lot of him around. So we're going back to 10 to 2. There's one piece of the puzzle.
Oh!
I'm letting out a little bit here, a little bit there, because you know me.
Yeah.
I just can't keep it in. It's like a bad Chinese meal, you know? Just can't hold it in too long. 5670560. How's our very lame pool coming today? What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? I think that's a good question. I don't see any problems with that question. And the response, I wouldn't wish it on goddamn Dick Cheney. Or any other dick. Miami 102, New York 34, Orlando 20, Detroit 18, the Bahamas 9, Amsterdam has been stuck on 7 since before Jesus was a baby, 7 votes, Vegas 6, Keys 6, Cancun 4, and Balmer has got 3 out of 215 votes. There's something. I can smell it here, man. I guess maybe what happened is they found out they can catch SARS over the radio.
Right.
I think that's probably what happened to them. So let me say it again. We were going to go back to 10 to 2, but based on this SARS thing, we might have to reconsider. Here's Miramar. Hello.
Hey, Miloko.
Here's a call from Naples. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, Joe Johnson does breakfast with the Beatles every Sunday morning for the same last 20 years.
Yeah.
The same breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, how about that Michael Jackson filing bankruptcy possibility? Isn't that a terrible
thing? We're going to be taking up a collection. I'm glad you mentioned that, sir. This weekend, we're going to be having all our people on the corner of 441 Ives Dairy Road taking up a collection for poor little Michael. Don't you think that's a good idea? Well, of course, it's easy to go bankrupt when you have to keep writing those multi-million-dollar checks to those families or those little boys that you've been boning.
There has to be a cheaper way.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line on a death knell Tuesday that I wouldn't wish on anybody. Pathetic. Here's a call from Sunrise. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy? Listen, a couple of quick questions. My mother, she went to Vegas a couple of years ago, and she stayed at a hotel, I think, called Circus Circus. Does it ring a bell?
Does it ring a bell? Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, she told me it was real nice, and she told me that that's a great time and everything.
Circus Circus is for, like, little kids, not for how old is your mother?
She's actually, it was back in 74, so she was 34.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. I thought it was here they were going to, like, start cutting back on the drug enforcement. I thought that was north of the border. Here's a fax that says, welcome back. The worst place was Cozumel. George did a good job last week. He's improving is what it says here. Well, maybe they'd like to have George back for another couple of days so we get this new lineup going, huh? Sounds really like a real breath of fresh air to me.
Are we putting Cozumel on?
It's already on there. You're starting to get like Lynn Samuels now. Oh, Cozumel is not on there. Cancun is on there. Oh, excuse me.
Another Mexican city.
Excuse me, my bad. Oh, what's the difference? Cozumel, Cancun, it's like Gutierrez, Rodriguez, Sanchez.
I can tell you the difference.
Oh, yeah?
They're all Mexicans, right?
That's my point. Maybe a boner boy there could tell you. So let's get Cozumel on there. Pass that up the pipeline there to Eric if you can, okay?
He'll stick it in the pipe.
Stick it in the pipeline along with another one of them breakfast burritos with extra sausage. 5670560. See, all the traveling people, they're already on the road traveling somewhere now anyway. Although I don't think there are that many of them anymore. There are no Americans traveling.
They drive now.
No, I mean out of the country.
No.
They sure as hell aren't in Amsterdam, which is okay. That part of it is fine, too, because who the hell wants to go abroad and run into a bunch of Americans? Oh. Although it would be better than those William Howard Taft lookalikes. 11:13 at 560 WQM. I'll tell you, guys, it's like kind of funky looking. That's our good. Am I doing the wrong spot? Oh, I am. I was almost going to do the pizza loft spot. Well, I mean, since we got that great copy from our good friend Todd Dreck, why would I want to miss that? Are you bald? Don't call Fast Train. Sexual performance problem? Don't call Fast Train. But if you're in a dead-end job, then you're one of those people who ought to be calling them right now, this minute. Fast Train can have you fully trained and ready for a new high-paying computer career in just 4 short months. Call them toll-free at 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. That's 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. They've got locations in Miami, Kendall, Fort Lauderdale, and Pembroke Pines. So call them today. There's no obligation. They'll explain to you how it works and how in just 4 short months they can get you on the road to a real career. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN is the number to call. They offer you job placement assistance, financial aid, convenient day, evening, and weekend classes. And like I said, they're all over town, so there's about everyone convenient by you. So no longer do you have an excuse to stay in that dead-end job, but your new career is just that one phone call away. Jump on the Fast Train today. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN or check them out on the web at fasttrain.com.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
UQAM, go f*** yourself.
Tonight on BBS, the Baghdad Broadcasting Service, Babu Al-Vila shows you how to make the most of your meager little existence and enjoy your newfound liberation on This Old Tent. Tonight, Babu shows everyone how to expand living area when guests plan to spend the weekend.
Adding a guest area can be a simple project and cost very little. There are posters of Saddam lying around all over the place and the canvas is perfect to build an add-on. With a little imagination and some decoration, it can be fun for the whole family.
This Old Tent, tonight on BBS. Don't miss it.
Look, I love to paint goofy glasses on Saddam's face.
11:17 at 560 WQM. I think on a first day back after vacations, like maybe an hour would be good. Maybe an hour and a half.
Weed into it slowly.
Yeah, just kind of like ease your way back in. And you notice the tremendous response we've gotten since I announced that we're going back to 10 to 2 on this show. The phenomenal, the phone is just hopping off the hook. You notice that?
You should see the fax machine.
Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello. Fort Lauderdale is gone. Okay, so that leaves us with one call on the board. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay, sir.
I've been listening to the show for the past, I've been listening to the show for a while now, but for the past 2 weeks, you guys have been talking about a lot about movies.
Uh-huh.
And I actually rented one of the movies you guys have been talking about. I know you have the theme music around there. And I got to tell you, it's the first time I ever see it. And it's got to be the most powerful film I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
And I swear to God, I have not seen such a powerful film since the first time I ever saw Saving Private Ryan and actually felt what it could be like to be in a war. And, you know, it's just a movie, but just the story and the way the filmmaking was, Darren Aronofsky was incredible.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant film, and I recommend it for everybody out there. You got to see it at least once and understand what drugs can do to a person.
Right.
And, I mean, I love smoking weed, but I will never do the needle, and that movie shows why you should never do that.
Bad purple marks, man.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, that movie was awesome.
Excellent. I feel like I redeemed myself now. Thanks a lot, Pally.
Did Ellen Burstyn ever get nominated for that movie?
Yes.
She didn't win an Oscar,
but she won all kinds of other awards for it.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, she should have won that right off the bat.
She's great.
I have never seen such a powerful performance. I've never even seen the first movie she won the Oscar for, but this movie was incredible. And, I mean, if you have any other movies that are kind of like that, I mean, I would love to hear from them, because I'm into films, and this film was amazing.
Did you see Happiness?
No.
Got to see that.
It's a good film.
Excellent.
You're psychic.
All right, man.
Okay,
Thank
pal.
You very much.
Thanks.
Lady on Light 7 wants to talk to you about psychic. About Happiness.
About psychics? About Jonathan Edwards? About Happiness? Okay, let's get some happiness here. You're right. Doing that for more than like 5 minutes definitely loses your voice.
10 minutes straight, and that was a mistake.
Here's that lady in Miami. Here's Miss Happiness. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Well, I wanted to first of all let you know that you do have female listeners, even though many don't call in. And I wanted to thank you for recommending Happiness. I rented it this weekend, and I haven't finished watching it because it's long, but it's quite a movie.
You haven't finished watching it
yet? I know that the last scene is supposed to be the best.
By far.
Yeah. So I will see that tonight, and I guess I'll call you back and let you know.
Okay.
But I wanted to thank you for the recommendation because it's
excellent. Well,
it's
that's
great
two
so
for
far.
Two, then. We hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
See ya. See, there you go. Now we can finally get some nice people out there saying, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's not typical in South Florida. Most people rather say something else in front of the U beside thank. Huh?
Yeah.
As in F you. You know, that's the South Florida effing way.
I thought you were going to say bless you.
Yeah, no, yeah, bless you, my child. I don't think so. Damn you. Maybe damn you. F you. See you next time. Things like that.
Right.
But now we're getting nice people to appreciate the fact that we spent all of that time, which I thought was quite a lot, but I thought it was productive, with some good movies. In fact, I got a pretty nice library now. I got me a nice shelf in the other room, in my living room, and I'm making like a little collection in there. I got a pretty good library going. What's the one I haven't seen yet? Ravaged, is that it?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
And on that one, too.
Memento?
And also for that guy that called before, The Game with Michael Douglas, I don't care what anybody says, that is one of the all-time top 20 anyway. It's great. You don't think so?
Great story.
Definitely. 567, let's talk movies again. What do you say?
Oh,
at least we had a lot of calls on those days.
Yeah.
I think we'll just do it under the Neil Rogers movie show. What do you say?
Sure.
Why the hell not?
Now that Gene Siskel's dead.
Yeah, that's, Gene Siskel first and Linda Thornton now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go on a year and say, well, why couldn't it have been like, you know, Roger Ebert and Tom Jicka? Because that would be a bad thing to say. I don't wish anybody, you know, but I will say it.
Why couldn't it have been Roger Ebert?
And Tom Jicka? 5670560. Just a little joke, Tom. Okay, don't get all bent out of shape. Don't take yourself too seriously. You're just a little bald-headed geek, okay, who's, who works for a marginal newspaper, who has no clue what's going on in the local market, and has obviously got a big bug up his ass, too.
Rectum.
Lately. Which I'm delighted. I feel like I accomplished something there, too. Let's play that music from Requiem for a Dream. We'll play it wall-to-wall the whole show every day until we go back to 10 to 2 tomorrow. Not one call about going back to 10 to 2. All these people complaining, bitching.
Oh.
In fact, you know something? I think let's change the poll. That'll get Eric, he'll get all whipped up into a frenzy. He'll probably spill out those blueberry pancakes right onto his nice brand-new carpeting. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Nah.
I would like to see. I'd pay money to see that.
How
see
much?
Him just spill over a whole bunch of like orange juice and blueberries on the floor. Anyway, 239 votes. They didn't like this poll. What place did you visit or live in that you once loved but now dislike the most? 117 say Miami. That's almost half of the responses. That's 48.9%. New York, 38. Orlando, 23. Detroit has got 20. Told you. Bahamas, 12. Florida Keys, 9. Amsterdam, 8. Vegas, 6. Cancun, 4. And Baltimore, 3 out of 242 votes. Okay, let's do a new poll. What's your take? Got it?
Got it.
What's your take on Neil going back to 10 to 2? Huh? Little programming poll. Those are the kinds they love. 10 to 2, question mark. Love it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Hate it. No difference. I'll listen, you know, we got that crowd, you know, the ones that suck really hard. Yeah, no difference. I'll listen anywhere. I'll listen regardless. How do we want to say that?
Whatever.
I'll listen whatever. Okay, whatever. What's your take on Neil going back to 10 to 2? Love it. It's okay. I hate it. No difference. I'll listen whatever. If he's on at 3:30 in the morning until 3:45, that sounds good to me. Wouldn't interfere with my daytime life so much, huh? 3:30 to 3:45 in the morning. Well, I sure wouldn't want to have to be an old fart getting up 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Oops, shouldn't have said. What? Now, what are you laughing about?
I thought of a joke I never heard before.
Yeah, right.
Hello, George.
Here's a call from Davey. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Great. Sensational.
Wonderful. Hey, I heard a rumor that
the shopping center where Armadillo and Pizza Loft is in has been sold, and they're going to toss all those folks out.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Not that I know of.
I hope not. We have too much schooling, not enough restaurants.
Yeah.
Hey, throw me in for the Lovett.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Neil.
They say John Lovett?
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, by the way, nice job there on telling us about Kusey is dead and Sodom is dead. And what's the other brother, Kusey and Kisey?
Pusey.
Pusey? Kusey and Pusey, they're dead. And all of a sudden, nice going, Levitt, you jackass.
Uh-huh.
On that, you know, they're trying to, like, outdo Fox News. Of course, it's cheap channel. Same difference. Same difference. We got a great story on our website today, along with many others, Media Monopoly and, versus Democracy, which we already had on there, according to Beaner Boy, but it's well worth having on again.
Yes,
you forgot me. Huh?
I said, yes, sir.
Quit sucking around. Oh, sick
yes,
Canadian
sir.
Cow may have been used for dog food. I better read this column.
Oh, boy.
Huh? No, I'm serious because there are a lot of, you know, I'm a dog lover. We got a lot of
right.
dog people out there, and I want to caution them.
And then, of course, you go to China, and they'll serve you that dog, and then you get mad
Parts
dog
of
disease.
The Canadian cow that recently tested positive for mad cow disease may have been used to make dry dog food that was shipped to the U.S. The U.S. FDA said on Monday, yesterday. Well, that's, I guess, our way of getting even with those Americans. It'll teach them a thing or two. We can't get even with the people. We'll get even with your dogs. This is bad. While there's been no scientific evidence so far that dogs can contract the disease or spread it to humans, the FDA notified Pet Pantry International of Carson City, Nevada, when the agency learned from the Canadian government that Pet Pantry had received food that may have included material from the cow. God. The suspect dog food was made by Champion Pet Food of Morinville, Alberta, between February 4th and March 12th, 2003. The Canadian government prevented the cow being processed for human food. Consumers can be assured that their food doesn't contain any remnants of the BSE-positive cow, an FDA statement said. As a prudent measure to help assure that the U.S. remains free of the brain-wasting disease known as bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Did I say that right? No.
If you do, you'll clean it up.
Encephalopathy. Pet Pantry is asking customers to hold out of the suspected food so they will not mistakenly be mixed into cattle or other feeds. The Pet Pantry products were packed in 50-pound bags, distributed to franchises around the U.S. and sold by home delivery only, the FDA statement said. There was no retail distribution. The products included, listen to this, all you dog people out there, the products included maintenance diet, labeled with a use-by date of February 17, 2004, and beef with barley with the date of March 5, 2004. Consumers are asked not to destroy or discard the product themselves as the FDA is working with Pet Pantry to ensure proper disposal. Got it?
Got it.
Maintenance diet labeled with a use-by date of February 17, 2004 and beef with barley with the date of March 5, 2004. Don't give it to your dogs unless, of course, you're anxious to get rid of them. Boy, if Tiny was just around now, you know what?
That's terrible.
That was a bad thing to say. That would be like saying, who died? You know, that,
yeah.
She just really frosted my ass that broad, you know, pissed me off. 27 past the hour. Speaking of Pizza Loft, boy, you better go there and buy a lot of food because if they're going to shove all those people out, I don't believe that for a minute. Do you?
No.
Wouldn't we have heard about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, don't worry because it's the Pizza Loft Plaza. How are they going to kick Jeff out? They're not going to do that. Right beyond Pier 1 Imports there on University Drive in Davie, you'll find the world-famous Pizza Loft. It just keeps getting better and better all the time, and that's why people keep coming back more and more with the whole of the ganze mishpocha because you can't beat it. The price is just amazingly low. The portions are big and gigantic, generally enough for two people, and the food is fresh and delicious. All your Italian favorites waiting for you at the Pizza Loft, which they've been doing for what, 20-some years now?
About 30.
Long time. Chicken and veal dishes, seafood, calzones, super subs, three different kinds of great delicious pizza, the best garlic rolls you've ever had in your life. I guarantee you, just dripping with garlic, it'll be all over your fingers in the garlic, too. And they have takeout and delivery waiting for you and catering for as little as $5 per person for any kind of a party or affair. Call 954-916-8880. 954-916-8880. And don't forget, now in Plantation, in the second Pizza Loft location, are they still in business? I mean, they're on a... Huh?
They're doing great, Jeff says.
That's what Jeff says. They are doing great. They're kicking ass because out there by me in West Broward, we have a dearth, a lack of fine places like this. It's a little hard to find because you can't see it from the street. But it's right behind Walgreens. Everybody knows Walgreens on the corner of Knob Hill and Sunrise. In that little strip shopping center there, the same delicious food, the same low prices, and the same big smile on the puss with friendly service. For takeout, delivery, and catering in the Plantation, call 954-382-1999. 382-1999, and Jeff Cohen says, like it or not, he ain't going anywhere. Oh, and I better get
the song. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
That man's a freak.
William Shatner's recording of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was voted the worst Beatles cover of all time. And now, the fab former Captain Kirk has a whole CD of Fab Four covers. It's Shatner Warps the Beatles.
Baby, you can drive my car at warp speed, Mr. Zulu. You know I'm going to be a star. I hear they might bring back T.J. Hooker. And maybe I'll love you.
Pick up a copy of Shatner Warps the Beatles and set your CD player on stun with this cover of Don't Let Me Down.
Don't let me down. Like Priceline.com did when they stopped advertising. I'll get you, Priceline. You'll need to call Rescue 911 when I'm done with you.
You can explore the galaxy and never find a collection of Beatles songs performed as poorly as only William Shatner can. It's Shatner Warps the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of financial trouble, I just appear at Star Trek conventions and make 10 grand just for shaking hands with a bunch of pimple-faced geeks. But then again, they are my fans.
It's the Beatles cover album that boldly goes where no Beatles cover album has gone before. Unless you count those crappy versions Leonard Nimoy did. It's Shatner Warps the Beatles.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be.
I love that guy.
11:33 at 5. At 560 WQAM. And the best part of it is, you won't believe it, but I do not, I don't listen.
Right.
Ahead of time. In other words, I'm not queuing it up to like a spot. I just put it back to the beginning and let it run.
That's our man. That's Pharrell on the radio. Oh, very soon is going
to I don't want to say it. Well, I mean, I let a little piece of the puzzle out. So, oh, here's a guess from Jeff at Lake Worth. 6 to 10, breakfast with Beano. Yeah, at least he won't be farting all day anyway. 10 to noon, best of the Pauly Man, now we're talking. The Dog Show with the Mad Dog and Big Dog, noon to 2. Mo and the Crow, 2 to 6. Defo, live from Leavenworth, 6 to 10. The Best of the Beast, 10 to 2. And the reruns of Steve Kane Morning Show, 2 to 6. Nice going there, Jeff. Here's a fax from somebody, from Dr. John. Would you please spread the word about this town hall meeting in Miami that addresses many issues related to voting and election reform? The meeting is tonight. An election reform town hall meeting. If any place needs to go to reform school, it's Miami. Wouldn't hurt to send what's-her-name to Miriam Elephant from Broward. It says you should know how the selection of a new supervisor of elections and reorganization of the elections department will affect the conduct of every election in Miami-Dade County. Let us in! Let us in! You should know how county and state governments are complying and not complying with Federal Help America Vote Act, HAVA, and how HAVA will affect us all in the voting process. I think they are having us. You should know how your tax dollars are being spent on elections and what is happening with the voting machines in Dade County. You should know how to join the I Count campaign to make sure that every voice and every vote counts. The meeting is today, Tuesday the 27th. How come it doesn't say where? Oh, in the meeting room of the Caleb Center, 6:30 tonight at 5400 Northwest 22nd Avenue, Miami. You're going to be there?
Oh, no.
Speaker is Jimmy Morales of the Dade County Commission, Leader Rodriguez Tassef of the ACLU, and a bunch of other people. Go ahead. If you want more information about this meeting tonight, you can call Cheryl Roberts from the Dade Election Reform Coalition at 305-576-2337, extension 17. They'll never get this. Maybe we ought to put this on a website, you think?
Okay.
Cheryl Roberts, 305-576-2337, extension 17. They're not going to get all that information. Or Martha Mahoney, coordinator of the town hall meeting, call 305-284-5869. 6:30 tonight at the Caleb Center in the meeting room, okay? I'm just passing that along because Dr. John asked me to do it, and he sucked around pretty heavy on the facts, too. He went like that, and I said, okay, sure, I'll respond.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I always say.
Are you sure?
5670560, how's the early returns on this thing? What's your take on Neil going back to 10 to 2? 34 votes. I'm telling you, man, we have nobody listening. You do understand that, don't you?
What?
I don't want you to take it personal. It must be because of the holidays. Maybe
yeah,
everybody's
sure.
Bailed out. Huh?
No.
It's got to be that. There's because how many years have we been doing these polls? About 400. And just to see the way these are dribbling and drabbing. What's your take on Neil going back 10 to 2? I'll listen, whatever, 20. That's that crowd again. We appreciate the 50% of the audience. We'll do whatever we say. I love it, 14. I hate it, 3, and it's okay.
Okay.
2. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a call from Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Requiem for a Dream absolutely blew me away. It was on the Independent Film Channel the other day.
Right.
And I wouldn't have, I was just scrolling through the, I got the dish, and I'm scrolling through my program guide there, and I saw it, because I remember you talking about it the other day. That,
right.
What a monster of a movie.
Yes, it is.
It's phenomenal. Did you ever see Neil, Drugstore Cowboys?
No.
Oh.
Very good movie, too.
Right,
Matt Dillon.
Drugstore Cowboys, my
I got it down. I'm going to go out and get it today.
That's along the same lines, and, I'm drawing a blank here. Mickey Rourke.
What?
Mickey Rourke.
Movie. He's a drunk. Barfly.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, Neil! Definitely do Barfly, Mickey Rourke, and
Faye Dunaway.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I got it down.
And Story Cowboys.
Thanks, Pally.
You got it.
Okay.
I've got a lot of friends that are on the police force here that, in confidentiality, have told me how much of an asshole Prince is.
Mm-hmm. He sure looks like one. Let's see. Drugstore Cowboy. What was the other one? Barfly?
Right.
Okay, I got my list number. Now I'm back to this again. Gee, I thought I'd save a few bucks after blowing all that money in Amsterdam, but it was just a totally wasted trip. That's okay. A lot of people go to Amsterdam to get wasted, so I guess it fit right in. 39 votes on the thing here. There's something strange going on. I don't know. It feels like, are we on the air today, or is this a joke? Is this like an April Fool joke? It's got to be. 55 votes, like I said. What's your take on Neil going back 10 to 2? I'll listen whatever, 24. I love it, 23. It's okay, 5. I hate it, 3. Okay, now we're starting to get a little lay of the land there, all right? Starting to get a little bit more...
There's nothing better than a guy that just farts and burps.
There you go. That's what I always say. Our kind of guy.
Pharrell on the radio.
Now, maybe this audience don't like Pharrell on the radio. Maybe that'll be tomorrow's poll.
I took a poll.
And what did they say?
Half the people hadn't heard him, and then of the half who did, 2-1 liked him, as opposed to not.
Right. Well, that's not too bad.
No, it's fine.
And sure as hell beats Mo. Not that I mean, I shouldn't probably drag him in there in comparison, should I?
Yes.
But, I mean, it sure as hell beats the response we get about the Mo Meister. Here's West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and lately I've been spending too much time in the car, which means I've been hearing you a lot. I just want to say I want to thank you. You're so consistent. Family illness was what was in the car, and I just wanted to tell you I appreciate good radio. I disagree with you as often as I agree with you, but you never bore me. And I just wanted to say thanks. And
well, thank you.
You're welcome. And if I could just ask a question, do you have a favorite bit out of the many that you play?
I think I like the Bill's cigar and Monica's vagina. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, yep.
That might
That's
be
a great one. Okay, well, thanks again. I appreciate your radio.
Okay, thanks, and good luck.
You bet. Bye-bye.
See, there's some nice people in South Florida, not a whole lot of them. We heard from three at least today. Well, most of the people today were pretty good, right?
Right.
Not that we're getting a whole lot of calls, but there's just nobody in town right now, or maybe George chased. What Beaner Boy told me this morning when he went to take a crap, he said, you chased everybody away.
Right, always do.
Except for Reverend Jones. No, you don't. You don't chase them all away. I mean, most of them, yes, but not all of them. Here. 69 votes, and I did not make that number up. See, I always get accused by these assholes. Oh, he just wanted to say 69. I can say 69 all I want. How do you like that? I can't say much of anything else anymore with this bunch of fascists we got running the country now. But I can say 69. How do you like that? What's your day? In fact, when did Nixon what year did he take office?
69.
Right. Let's see. Your take on Neil going back to 10 to 2. I love it, 31. I'll listen whatever, 30. That's good. It's okay, 5. And I hate it, only 3. Well, there you go. Excellent programming move, boys. At least that part we let out of the bag. I mean, why not let that out? See, and the reason I'm letting it out is because I don't want to give them an opportunity to say, oh, well, it didn't work out. No, we're going 10 to 2. That would be like the old CTs, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that word. The old clock tees. That was with an L.
I see.
No, that's what that would be like. You can't do that. It's like when somebody comes in, they give you like a piece of a story. Or, you know who's famous for that? That little fat turd burger is the Beast.
Oh, if I could only tell you what Mo says about that.
Yeah, you remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Before Mo finally busted his fat ass off of that morning show. Nice going, Mo. That's the one thing I agree with him on, man. That Beast, that kid is just real trouble. He is just trouble looking for a place to sit and squat. 11:41, 19 till noon at 560. Boy, is it only 19 till noon? I feel like I've been here for like months. I'm not talking days. I'm not talking weeks. I'm talking months. But that's how it is after you've been on a really nifty vacation. Man, did Amsterdam suck. Don't go there, I'm telling you. If you ever believe anything I told you, I'm begging you, don't go there. I'll let you know when they have the green light. We know they got the red light district. When they have the green light, when it's safe to go back, when there's somebody there human, I will let you know. Maybe Peter will tell us, my good close personal friend Peter the landlord. Hey, Peter. 18 till noon at QM. The Neil deals keep on rolling. From Tom Lehman and Joe Prieto at Hallett Pontiac GMC. As always, here's Neil deal number one waiting for you right now. Get yourself 0% financing for 60 months on every 2003 Pontiac or GMC in stock. Neil deal number two. Get yourself up to a $4,000 rebate on every 2003 GMC and Pontiac in stock. That is correct. Get up to a $4,000 rebate on every 2003 car or truck in stock. Attention, current and former military personnel, get yourself an additional $750 rebate from your friends at Hallett right now. And here's a Neil end-of-the-month deal. Tom and Joe will take an additional $500 off on some of the Pontiac and GMC's most popular models, but act quick because this Neil deal is only good through the end of the month, which is what day is that? 28th is Wednesday? Friday?
Friday.
Through Friday. And, of course, Hallett, as always, has got a great selection of dependable pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. And as far as credit is concerned, this is the truth. This isn't some kind of an advertising slogan. If they give you a runaround and your credit isn't good enough for the other guys, it'll be good enough for Hallett. They'll cut you a deal somehow. Hallett Pontiac GMC. They're at 13401 South Dixie Highway. That's US 1 across from the falls. Open every day, 7 days a week. If you want more info on the Neil deals, call the Neil Deal Hotline at 1-888-534-4211. That's 1-888-534-4211. And don't forget, all Neil deals are subject to credit approval. See dealer for details at Hallett Pontiac GMC. And don't forget, they definitely be professional grade.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
The asshole.
You asshole. Coming up on the next Bland Date.
Hi, I'm Roger Lodge. Let's take a sneak peek at Eugene and Edna's uneventful, unexciting, bland date.
Edna, if you'll allow me, I'd like to order for both of us.
Okay.
Waiter, we'll have 2 slices of white bread and a couple glasses of water, please.
No ice is mine, please.
I could tell you like to party.
Wow. Well, things are about to heat up when our insipid couple hops in the cab on their way to give each other massages at the sexy spa.
Well, I must say, I'm glad I brought my bunion liniment for our massage.
I can't wait. Oh, look, miniature golf. Oh, let's go there instead.
Oh, you're pressing all my buttons tonight, sister. Driver, follow that windmill.
Hubba, hubba. Now the moment of truth. Will Edna and Eugene say goodnight, or will they get that party started?
Say, would you like to come inside for a drinky poo and a little fun and games?
I don't know.
I've got hot Ovaltine and Scrabble.
Whoa, take me, big boy.
Bob, we're back.
That's tonight on an all-new Bland Date.
11:46, 14 till noon at 560 WQM. I'll tell you, look at this. We got one call on the board. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen a 25th Hour?
No.
It was Ed Norton and Barry Pepper. It's made by Spike Lee. It's the newest one. It came out on DVD like this Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's a pretty powerful movie about he's a drug dealer and he got caught for drugs and he's going to jail for 7 years. And he basically has one day to spend with his family and friends. And you'll see what happens. I can't tell you what happens in the story, but it's very powerful. It's a very good.
25 Hours?
25th Hour.
Oh, 25th Hour, okay.
Yeah, and about your time slot, it's bad for me because I go into work at 1, but I guess it's good for you because you don't have to see Mo at all.
Very good point.
So, there you go.
Okay, thanks, pal.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot. Now, why would I not see Mo? Unless there was some kind of a buffer in there in between, you know what I'm saying? Not that I'm trying to, like, drop any hints or anything at all. I'm just making a suggestion. You follow what I'm saying?
No.
No, that's right. You don't follow what I'm saying because you better shut up. You already created enough problems already. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. We're going back to 10 to 2 soon. Very soon. It's imminent. 100 votes even. What's your take? And that's already, 70 more than we had on the first poll, 107. What's your take on Neil going back 10 to 2? I'll listen, whatever, 48. That's 45%. I love it, 46. It's okay, 10. I hate it, only 3. Here's a, this is a tag. You want me to read the tag for Brandy Shoes now?
Well, whatever.
Man. Yeah, we had quite a time with our fax machine and the usual technical stuff, but then we got Fix-It to come in today.
Oh!
And we finally got an engineer in that joint. Now, if that company really wants to save some money, they send that George Corso on a long fishing trip and get his ass out of there and cut off his paycheck, cut off his water. And we got two Seans who are both chronic faxers. Sean in Coral Springs says, if you're going back to 10 to 2, I think it's great. But if there's a new lineup at WQM, what's going to happen with all those billboards that the station for took forever to put up? How long is it going to take to correct them? Well, first of all, it's already the end of May, and I can't imagine that they're going to spend the big bucks to keep those things up there all day long. Plus, we got the spy report on the one on Griffin Road by the turnpike there, or is it on the, wherever the hell it is, turnpike at Griffin Road. That Moe's billboard has vanished, is the rumor we're hearing.
Jorge.
Yeah, we must have been responsible for it.
Right. I went and turned it around.
He's still making trouble, the Moe man.
I can't stop.
I know. It's just your nature, man.
I can't stop.
Here's the other Sean in Hollywood, who's a beyond chronic faxer, says, welcome back. Don't believe the crap. Georgia show was just fine. Your one listener hit it on the road. Now, what does that mean, my one listener? Oh, he means, I guess, the one who said it. Sean, believe me, that's the way it feels like today. I'll tell you, it's been a bitch. Your one listener hit it on the head with Cancun. Judging by the clientele, the last time I was there, they can save on paint and drop the first syllable. I wonder what he meant by that. He also says Atlantic City was great in the 70s with scattered ass as far as the eye can see and a drinking age of 18. Now anything outside a crap table at Bally's is an unflushed commode. Just like the one in Al Goldstein's apartment. Now I flushed it out. Don't get panicked. I flushed it. Scattered ass as far as the eye can see. That sounds like Cologne, Germany. Seriously, if there's one place that I would like you to both of you guys to go see before you croak, it's Cologne, Germany.
Be right back.
I'm serious.
I'd love to go to Germany.
It is the most astonishing place. I don't know what the population is there. You know, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred thousand. It's not like a huge city. But it's like 2.5 hours from Amsterdam on a train, and you get off at the train station, which is just a magnificent, beautiful place with all these great restaurants, and of course all that bratwurst, man. I love my German sausage.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard.
Oh. But, seriously. And then you go out and they have the big churches right next to the train station. Every city of any size, more than 10 people in Europe, has got like a big church, you know. The Duomo, the Domo, they're the Duomo, the Dom, whatever they call them. And it's right next to the train station. Big old ass church. And you walk up past there. It is, it's a big ass old church, man. And you walk past the big ass old church, and there's Hohestrasse, which is like a walking street, like the Lincoln Road Mall, only much, much longer and much bigger and much more impressive.
Hohestrasse,
yeah. And you just saunter along on there, and of course there are all these side streets off in both directions that, you know, have all kinds of shops and neat and nifty stuff. I even saw in the train station, they had a Godiva chocolate shop. To show you how upscale everything is.
Hey, go off those checkered pants.
Yeah, I did not wear my checkered pants in Cologne because the people there are dressed so, you know, really upscale. And the young people, male and female, you'll be pleased to know, are all so beautiful that you think, what is going on here? Seriously. Real clean cut and, well dressed and just, I don't know how to describe it to you, just beautiful people.
Maybe they are the master race. They were right after
all. See, there, I knew he'd start again. And then you get on the train and you go back to Amsterdam and you think,
oh,
holy crap, what just happened here? How can a place that's so close on a map be so smarmy and, oh, man, filthy. And I'm telling you, forget about Amsterdam. Cross it off your list forever. It's the biggest favor I'll ever do you people out there, okay? I'll ever do you. Here's a call from Fort Lauderdale. Hello? Fort Lauderdale. Gone? It's that kind of a day, folks. They're busy. Excuse me, but you are very busy. Here's Aventura. Hello.
Hey, Neil. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Sean was right. George was pretty good. He was pretty good while you were gone. And Tommy Chong was, like, on it. The day that Tommy Chong came in?
Yeah.
He was on it. It was a trip.
Okay.
One movie not to see.
Okay.
Empire. John Leguizamo. Please. Please. Please.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll watch that and the next time I go back to Amsterdam.
Thanks. Later.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Pally.
Huh?
That soon, huh?
That soon. As soon as I go back to Amsterdam, I'll watch Empire. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. The big topic today in Canada here is the decriminalization of marijuana.
The loudest and most persistent voices denouncing Canada's pot laws is Kara Weiss with the story of a lawyer with a cause.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know about them. We know about those lawyers with a cause, don't we? 5670560, here's a call from Plantation. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. Seems like the hot topic right now is immigration, especially over in Mexico. If you recall, though, about four or five years ago, Pat Buchanan came on and made a statement that we should.
This sounds like Dennis to me. This sounds like Dennis.
And
are you dropping acid or something? We're not putting your ass on here, you moron. See, I may have been away for a few days, but I haven't lost it. Putting Dennis on the air to talk to me about immigration. He's trying to change the topic about the priest that jumped off the hotel balcony and committed suicide, the pedophile priest. Trying to change the topic. I mean, I wondered where the hell or what field that came out of. It wasn't left field either. I think it was the burning fields.
Yeah, we were talking about Mexican immigration all day long, weren't we?
Oh, sure. That seems to be the hot topic, isn't it? Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dennis. I still say get some help, okay? We can get you a package deal. You and Greg. 5670560, #560 on the 8th. And you notice when I said, this is Dennis, he just kept plowing right along, you know.
Hey, you're not going to interrupt his agenda.
Here's Fort Pierce. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I heard a story where they're going to start doing something about the red light runners. The only problem is they got cops dressed up as homeless people, and they radio down the road. What do you think about that?
Something about the red light what?
The red light runners.
Oh.
But they have the cops undercover as homeless people, and then they radio down the road to flag you.
That's sick.
Is that sick?
Yeah, it is sick. I mean, I hate those red light runners, but that's not the way to do law enforcement.
Why don't we just have a cop stand there so then we won't run the light, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Big Brother will be watching this all anyway pretty soon, so they'll know.
George did a good job. The best part was when he gave out Gilbert's phone number. Everybody called Gilbert.
Good. Excellent. I love it.
Gilbert's a douchebag.
Okay, thanks, Pally. Thanks a lot. You really did that, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've done it before, but it can't hurt.
Don and Mike Blow.
Yeah, we know. Very, very sad. I'll tell you, the first test of whether a person has any clue how to do a talk show, if you hear somebody that's talking to the same people every day, then you know. Seriously, I don't want to mention any names, but you know right off the bat you're dealing with somebody who has no idea how to do a talk show.
I'd rather have my teeth drilled.
Well, anybody knows that's the death knell.
I'm infectious!
Yeah, like I said, a death knell, like SARS, like walking SARS.
I'm infectious!
4 minutes till noon at 560 WQM, the Mad Dog, the Angry Puppy at 1.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Well, it be the 12 to 1 hour on WQAM.
The hottest movie of the year. The special effects are groundbreaking. The acting, magnificent. The cinematography, incredible. Then, there's the plot.
You see, machines have taken over the world, and we're all enslaved by the Matrix, except the guy from the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure movie and the guy who played Ike Turner. So what's really happening isn't happening at all, but it is, but it's not. Now they're free, but are they really free? Everybody once in a while is not so free so much. They wear black leather outfits and sunglasses, and they do freaky, sick kung fu tricks. Agent Smith, who died in the first movie, is back, but now he can copy and paste himself in and out of the Matrix, kind of like a really fancy WordPerfect program. Plus, the chick who plays Trinity is all tricked up good, and you can see her butt.
The Matrix Reloaded. May we suggest you get loaded before you see Reloaded, otherwise you won't have a snowball chance in hell of understanding Reloaded. Then they have another movie called Matrix Revolutions, which is actually the second half of this movie, Reloaded. Then again, none of it's really happening anyway, but is it the Matrix Reloaded?
I'll pass. Okay, it's 11:59. Coming up on the big, you know what is going to really be great?
What?
We can dig out a lot of that old stuff, for example.
Don't you just hate people that use snappy openers for their show segments? Like that 1 to 2 hour.
It's the 1 to 2 hour!
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
It's not just the 1 to 2 hour. It's a phenomenon! Oh!
and the rest. Okay, we're back. This is really a spastic day, you know. Yeah. I've never, in a long time since I've seen something like this. Here's a call from Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Great.
Welcome back. You know, every time you get back, you always sound like you got your soul back, at least for a little while. Then you get burnt out again and you take off. So, I mean, I'm glad you're doing that because I have no doubt it's extended your time on the radio.
Yeah, in my life.
You would have lost your mind. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm calling is I wasn't really going to call, but you jogged my memory this morning about the ingrown hair on your testes.
Yes, sir.
I have had that before. But the other thing I wanted to tell you about, I thought you'd get a kick out of it since you're so anti-uncircumcised, was a few years ago, you know, I was at the beach a lot during the summer, and I was inspecting myself down there, and I noticed I had like this little lump just past, the head part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, Jesus, do I need to go to a doctor or do I do? And I'm uncircumcised, you know? And anyway, I did a little, I got pulled it back as far as I could and actually went back farther. And a little pebble, like of a shell or some kind of pebble, had got inside there and worked its way down, so to speak.
I never thought about that. What a great reason to have foreskin, a great place to save your sand pebbles, your seashells.
And I completely forgot about that. So you talked about, you know, your incident.
I call it my second wallet.
It's great. It's a damn myth about the cheese. I mean, unless you're a scumbag or something.
You guys are dirty bastards.
No.
Dirty.
No.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'll let you all you guys fight it out, you know? I've been all around the world, so I've seen it all, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to throw in my anti-Bush comment at the end here. The guy's an idiot. I mean, you read these things on your website and even on other websites. Just his whole demeanor, you can see his body language. The guy's a complete, not only is he a moron, but he's a swaggering, ultra overconfident moron.
He's the double D guy, dangerous.
That's right. And these people that are getting vilified for speaking right. You know what? My name is Joe Lenzana. I live in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Bush is an asshole.
Right.
Okay? If you voted for Bush, I think you have misplaced asshole ideas. I'm not afraid to say it. This is America, man.
Been nice knowing you, Joe.
Thanks.
Okay. Won't be hearing from Joe no more. But it sure has been nice knowing him. He had some big pier, even with his sand pebble in it. Here's another fax from Jupiter. It says, with a new lineup change in minutes, it's good to see that WQM is making a real commitment to quality entertainment and broadcasting. The new lineup, 6 to 10 a.m. transmitter maintenance, 10 to 2.
Ew, God.
2 to 4 Mad Dog, 4 to 7 Hank. Will there be a problem selling spots on the new 6 to 10 show? Probably about the same rate they're getting now. Do you realize how close this fax is to the actual lineup?
Yeah, I know.
Wow, this is scary. I think this was an inside job. And noon is come and gone, by the way, Muff. Your time is up. Did anybody come in, him or Clarence, and give you like a thumbs up, thumbs down?
No.
Give you any directive?
No.
Well, that's bad. Because I'm just itching to, you know, give a little something out there. We gave at least a 10 to 2 for this show, which...
Right. Just belches. And the best thing I told this guy the other day, I said, literally, the favorite thing I hear when that guy does that is, about 30, man.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing on a show, too, wouldn't you say?
Sure, why not?
About 30, man. That's my favorite thing on a show. Anyway, since we have basically no calls, and it's just a spastic day, and these people, it's, holidays. George chased part of the audience away. They're all out of town. They're all on the way to Amsterdam. Or maybe there was, like, some major news thing we didn't know about. Maybe the thought police came and took most of our listeners away.
Tapes on yesterday.
I beg your pardon?
Tapes on yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about the 10 seconds of that. We had tapes? I just heard bits.
That too.
We had a best of tape on yesterday?
That's what I was told to play.
Oy!
But I couldn't take any more than like maybe half an hour of that. And then, I mean, you were talking about the penny sales tax and...
Oh,
yeah,
no!
I couldn't take it.
Why'd you grab one of those?
Talking about the penny sales tax. You know something, Duff? You and Clarence, between the two of you, with or without the 10 to 2, between the two of you, if brains were dangerous, our programming people would be the safest people in America.
That's my fault. I didn't tell them which tape to play. I forgot to tell them Pope in Cuba. That's what they want to hear.
Oh,
that'd be better.
Yeah.
Jesus, K, frog and Christ, man. A best of tape with the penny sales tax. That's only from two summers ago, or three, whatever the hell it is. Here's our poll so far. What's your take on Neil going back? See, here I'm all whipped up and enthusiastic about the stuff that's going on, and I come in here today, and the response has been minimal to non-existent, number one. And number two, I'm hearing all of this crap like what went on yesterday. Why don't we just put up new billboards and say, don't listen to us, please go away, okay? The audience is getting too big to handle. It gets unwieldy when it gets that big. Speaking of that, the trend coming out later this week.
Really?
I asked the Muffmeister when he called me breathlessly yesterday.
Duh, get off this instant.
And he said, I think it's Thursday. He didn't know his ass from his elbow, you know, as usual. Didn't know what the hell he was talking about. 151 votes. What's your take on Neil's going back to 10 to 2? I love it, 67. I'll listen to whatever, 67. It's okay, 11, and I hate it, 6.
They hate it.
Here's that editorial from May 25th, New York Times. Pass the butter, please. I think a lot of people owe an apology to Dr. Bob, posthumously. Posthumously. I don't know if that asshole will be calling back
posthumously.
Again.
Posthumously.
Dr. Robert Atkins, the diet guru who died last month from head injury suffered in a fall, would have enjoyed reading last week's issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. It carried two independent studies that enhanced the credibility of his controversial low-carbohydrate, high-fat, high-protein approach to weight loss. Though the Atkins diet has been reviled by the medical establishment for decades as a bit wacky and even potentially dangerous, the two new studies and a third published last month suggest that the diet actually works better than standard low-fat diets in the short term without any detectable signs of harm. It was a startling reminder of how little the experts know in this obesity-plagued nation about the best way to lose weight and keep it off. Amen. For the past several decades, the prevailing dietary dogma has been that a fat-laden diet is bad for you, driving up weight and clogging the arteries with substances that can endanger the heart. Going against the grain, or is that against the grains, Dr. Atkins said the real culprit was carbohydrates. It was just fine to eat all the steak, eggs, and butter that we yearn for, as long as we cut down on the carbs. Unfortunately, there was scant scientific evidence to support his claims. Now, however, three controlled clinical trials and small numbers of patients have validated the Atkins approach, at least when pursued for 6 months. One study of 63 moderately obese subjects put half on a conventional low-fat diet and half on the Atkins plan. The Atkins dieters lost more weight than the comparison group and surprisingly had healthier blood fat levels, fewer dangerous triglycerides, and more good cholesterol.
Oh!
The only trouble is neither diet worked all that well given the group's excessive weight, averaging 216 pounds at the start. Those on the Atkins diet lost an average of 15 pounds by the end of 6 months, and those on the conventional diet lost 7. By the end of the year, however, each group had gained some of the weight back, with the Atkins group leading the way. Worse yet, people dropped out of both diets in droves. The sad truth is, no matter what diet people go on, they have a hard time sticking to it. It's enough to drive us back to the drinking man's diet, says the New York Times in their editorial. And, of course, with what's been going on at the Times, they're probably doing the drinking man's diet anyway. Wouldn't you think?
What?
I would think. Poor Dr. Bob, he's dead and buried now, and finally they're saying, you know what? You were right. Oh, too late? Yeah, we'd like to apologize. Oh, too late?
It's like Galileo and Copernicus.
Yeah, oh, we're sorry, Galileo and Copernicus. You guys were right. We were all too late.
Our bad.
What a pile of crock, man, as somebody I know once said. Pile of crock. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. We're going to have to go back to movies again, man. That's it. It's the only thing these bastards can talk about anymore. Here's Miami. Hello. Miami, buenos dias.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Neil Rogers, the true patriot, because peace is patriotic. I want to talk about the lineup. Pharrell in the morning, Neil, Mandich, Hank, Steve Goldstein becomes the chief villain, replacing the Big Zero, and Mo sticks to Dolphin Games.
Well, you got good parts of it. You got chunks. You got chunks. Yeah, chunks.
I didn't get it all?
No.
Still love you, Neil.
Okay, thanks, Pally. Now he's right around the edges of it, huh?
I think one more day won't kill them.
Well, what do you mean one more day? What
keep
makes you think we're going to get?
Oh, nothing.
No, seriously, what makes you think that we're going to be able to announce it tomorrow?
Nothing.
Just because it's going to happen on Thursday? I mean, because it might happen as soon as Thursday. I'm not going to like blurt a bunch of stuff out on the air. That would be bad and get them all bent out of shape, which it's their own fault. See, that's not the way you do things in a business. You do things in a certain kind of a way, but they don't know how to do it that way. And they give you kind of like, see, if somebody says to me, absolutely, positively, like Condoleezza, for example, okay?
Right.
If we were to play that again right now, we should all be fired, right?
Absolutely.
Correct, sir. because that's a management dictum that comes from corporate. That's the image. That's just, it's been, the law's been laid down. And when you put something in those terms and you, you draw the line in the sand, that's fine. But here, it's always, oh, we'll have some fun and blah, blah, blah. Don't be too specific. You know, like, you know, well, what is that? You know, it's like sitting down and taking half a dump, you know, and leave a couple of, big hanger there. You can't do that. Yeah, you don't want to, like, walk around, yeah, and then pull your pants up. I mean, I've heard that surfing expression, hang 10, but that's just a little, little bit too much right down to the back of your kneecap, I would think. Huh? That would be really bad.
Good thing Carlos isn't eating right now.
Oh, it's,
yeah,
is he
good
really?
Thing.
Yeah. Well, who cares? I'm sure it wouldn't be the first pile he dug into. I'll guarantee you that. Well, I mean, a guy that doesn't like chocolate and all the other good food we've talked about on this program, his taste is in his tush.
But he's a hell of a dumpster diver.
Ugh. 5670560. At least we're having a good time anyway. The audience seems to be a little bit out of sorts, but that's okay. Too bad. And you know what they're bothered by?
What?
The fact is we know something and they don't.
Oh.
Always disturbs them greatly.
I don't know where that guy came from.
Yeah. We do, and we'd like to send him back, believe me. It's 11 past noon at 560 WQ. Wasn't I talking about losing weight only moments ago, it seems to me? I think I was. Balance for life might be the answer for you. You people ought to try the drinking man's diet and the grapefruit diet and the Atkins and all the others, and maybe those haven't done it for you. Well, balance for life is easy because you don't have to count calories or carbohydrates. You don't have to go to the store and go shopping and try to figure out what to buy, what you can eat. No cleaning, no cooking, no nothing. All you have to do is open your little black sack. They deliver right to your door by 6 o'clock every morning. And inside your sack is all your food for the entire day. 3 delicious, fresh, gourmet meals, 2 delicious snacks. They're all right in there. And it'll keep you full all through the entire day. You won't be starving. No little tiny parrot-like portions with balance for life. No refined carbs to speak of. And, of course, no crap either. No additives. No garbage. This is the only company that lets you choose between 2 choices for each one of the meals and snacks every day that you're on the program, too. They have a little menu they send you every week. You make your choices, and there's the food every day right by your doorstep. So let Balance for Life help you lose the weight once and for all, get you back into shape, help you lose that disgusting, dangerous weight. And if you're diabetic especially, this can be a godsend for you. Call Balance for Life at 954-568-3229. 954-568-3229. Or if you want more information about their program, check them out on the web at balanceforlife.com.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio is all yours now.
QAM.
Yo, yo, let's rapo. Radio Big Shot.
Okay.
That's how we pass the time away in the gay old jail of Oz.
You don't like the way that ends, you know, like all over the place. 1216 at 560. Little Eva's rolling over in her freshly painted grave. Didn't she just die here a short time ago?
Right.
Poor little Eva. She wouldn't be liking that, I'll guarantee you. You know, the term bohemian, a lot of people when they talk about Amsterdam, they'll say, oh, well, it's a real bohemian place. You know what bohemian really is code for?
Scummy.
Scummy is right. People that don't bathe, that don't ever get a haircut.
Do a lot
people
of
that dress like slobs, who sleep in their clothing for like days at a time.
Right.
People with bad breath who haven't seen a toothbrush since before Jesus was a baby. That's what bohemian means. and where people are so wasted, they're like staggering around. Yeah, it didn't used to be that way there, but that's what it is now. It blows. It blows chunks. You got it?
I think he came from Broward.
1217 at 560 WQ. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Stay tuned for the new Neil and Pharrell psychic show. Right, anticipate exactly what he's going to say. Here's North Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Yes, I'm calling to give a comment on Amsterdam.
Yes, sir.
I think that'd be a great place to go for a vacation for someone that just wants to go and dabble in the coffee shops for like 2 or 3 days and go visit the Heineken factory.
Oh, yeah, Heineken factory is real exciting.
Well, you know, just to go there and drink a little bit and relax 2-3 days, party a little bit. What's wrong with that?
When's the last time were you there?
Well, actually, I plan on going in about a month. I hear so many great things about it, so I figured why not.
So you're telling me you've never been there?
No, I've never been.
Well, don't do it. You'll hate it.
I mean, you think? Just for 2 or 3 days just to go drink and dabble?
I got news for you. I'd rather be in a coma for 2 or 3 days than go back to Amsterdam. That's how much I hated it. And I'm somebody that, like, lived there for part of 2 years, okay? I hate it. I despise it. You'll hate it.
So tell me, where do you think I should go for vacation?
If you want to go to Europe?
Yeah.
Go to Berlin. Go to Cologne. Go to Barcelona, but don't go to Amsterdam. How much time have you got to go on vacation anyway? Why would you want to waste what precious time you've got in a place that's a toilet?
Well, actually, I have 2 months off from work.
Uh-huh. Well, like I said, then you can afford a couple of days in Amsterdam.
Well,
have a good time, Pally. Have a great time. See, I mean, he wants me to tell him it's great. Okay, it's great. You'll love it. You know, you'll love it.
There you go.
Go to Rome, go to Venice, go to Firenze, Florence, go to Milano even as whatever it is. Go to all these other places, but, you know, or go to Copenhagen. That's a fun place. Clean. People are dressed to look like they haven't slept in their clothing for 2 months. I just came back 2 days ago, sir. I'm trying to explain to you people a place is a toilet. If you're into drugs, it would seem to me that you probably got a pretty good source right now. Call up Sarah Goldfarb, okay? She'll give you what's-his-name's number.
The doctor?
What was his name? No, her son. What that was his name?
Harry.
Harry. She'll give you Harry's number, okay? He's got a little problem. He always has to, you know, grab the phone with that one hand, but...
Oh, man!
Yeah. God. It just ain't what it used to be, man. It's just like saying, well, how about if I had 2 or 3 days and I'd go to Detroit? It'd be a lot of fun. What would you do there? What would you do there besides just try to stay alive? I mean, all the great restaurants that used to be there, they're all gone. They're all closed. It's a grotesque, depressing, horrendous place. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, sir. It's a nasty, rotten place, and have a great time. Because no matter what I'm going to say, he's still going to go there. And then the Heineken factory, I mean, Jesus God. Oh, they'll give you a free little can of beer when you go in there. Go on the tour. People that go on tours through the Heineken factory, those people need mental help.
Heineken!
Oh, Jesus God.
In the meantime.
Yes?
Wednesday, 1 o'clock, Trent.
Well, who cares? That's not important. What's important is when does this audience get to find out the new QAM lineup and when it starts? When do we find out when it starts? That might be nice to know. When do we find out? Well, that's what we want to know. Inquiring minds would like to find out. Who just gave you this trend crap?
Duff.
Well, screw him, okay? Now go ahead and screw him. I mean, Boner Boy said it wasn't too bad.
Who?
5670 5. No, I'm serious. I want to know. We want to, like, get with it, all right? Instead of all this, everything has got to be a big song and a dance. This has been going on for a long time now. Let's just, what do they say? Fisher cut bait, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Fisher masturbate. Well, what is that expression?
Or off the pot.
Right, crapper, get the hanger out of there and get off the pot. You're still obsessed with that thing about the hanger. Well, we got a lot of hangers on a QAM, especially in engineering, George Corso. What's your take on Neil going back to 10-2? There's 197 votes. That's not too bad, not too good. I love it, 88. I'll listen whatever, 88, 44.6%. We like that a lot. People who are easy. It's okay, 15. And I hate it, 6, only 3%. Hate it. And that probably has to do with their work schedule, like that one guy, you know. I feel like I'm rambling now, you know. Maybe I'm a little incoherent, but
that
guy...
Keep going. That's great.
No, but seriously, this guy, well, you know, what's wrong with him? Like, he knows something. He's never been there. And I've been spending as much of the day as possible warning people don't go there because it's a shadow of what it once was. How much time can you spend in a coffee shop sitting there, you know, puffing away stoned on your ass? I mean, some of you obviously the rest of your life. Okay, right. Great. Go have a good time.
Start the timer now. I'll let you know how long.
Okay. Or come up here. It's a lot closer and a lot cheaper and a lot cleaner. And the people here actually bathe once in a while. Now, we do have a little, you know, a few disease problems, but
mad SARS.
But at least you'll be clean when they put you in the box. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Sometimes I feel that...
Oh, Woody. God. Now, I know, Woody. I know. Woody, sometimes I feel... I got three words out. Yeah, we feel like you should die, Woody, okay? We just took an instant poll. Everybody in the audience said they wish that you would die right away. Not next week. Not a week from Sukkot. Now. Die, die, Anu. That's what they said. Even the Glam are singing that. Die, die, Anu. Here's Miami. Hello. Miami.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
The I was in Cologne there a couple of years ago. You're absolutely correct about that being a beautiful place. I stayed at the Dorm Hotel.
Right.
Which is right on the square there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you noticed the artist there they're painting on the plaza there, these beautiful street painters.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting thing is that did you notice across the street from the dorm, or right across the dorm where the clock is, there's a McDonald's there.
Yes.
And you know.
In the train station, I'm sure you saw there's a Pizza Hut, and they got McDonald's and Burger King. They got all the poison that we're exporting. Yes.
Yeah, but the interesting thing was that I went down there Sunday morning to get breakfast, and you know the McDonald's in Germany sells beer on a Sunday.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah, I was surprised that a McDonald's would be selling beer. So.
In fact, I was talking to some of the Germans. They said the only Stein they like is if it's filled with beer.
Yeah, and the other interesting thing is if you go to the bars over there, there's a lot of Irish people tending these bars over there.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right behind the Dorm Hotel is a big Irish bar, and down just by the Rhine there, there's another big Irish bar.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of Irish people working and living over there in Germany.
Aren't you amazed at how well-dressed and clean-cut the people are in that city? I mean,
it's
absolutely because...
beautiful and very clean, and it's a nice place to visit. It's, if that guy was instead of Amsterdam, he would have a much better time in Cologne.
Amen. Thanks a lot, Pally.
You're welcome, sir. Bye.
Yeah, see, that's what I would do if I was him, but I didn't waste my time trying to go on because he was obviously not going to listen to me anyway. Like, he's never been there. I've been there about at least 100 times, but he's the expert. I'm talking about the punk that called before. He's the expert, and I'm like a bozo, which I would admit to that part. Get on a plane, go to Amsterdam, and then immediately don't even leave the... Oh, and speaking of train stations, all Central Station, Amsterdam, they're like redoing it. So it fits in with the ambiance of the rest of the city because it's just all torn apart, and it's really dumpy and frumpy. I mean, just nasty, grotesque. Just go to the counter to the train place and get you on a train to Cologne. You'll be there in 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Oh, I should have pulled an article out about Bayer aspirin. Did you see the? Did you talk about that? About the Bayer people were selling to hemophiliacs. They were selling a drug that they knew caused HIV infection.
Those freaking experimenting on Jews, Nazis.
Yes, now they're experimenting on third world country people because they couldn't peddle the crap in the U.S. or Europe because we were onto them. So they were still selling the medication in third world countries, and then finally they just got caught and they've been fined another. I mean, the Bayer people, man,
they've got more
ways of poisoning the public.
Just fine?
Well, whatever happened, I don't know. It's an ongoing thing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In addition to which, when you're dying in a third world country, who's going to go sue somebody for? Who's going to go sue Bayer aspirin?
Yeah, good point.
Don't you people out there buy a Bayer aspirin under penalty of death, okay?
I'm flushing all my Alka-Seltzer.
Right. Do they make that too?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, don't buy it.
Nope.
Anything that Bayer's got to do with, just avoid it like the plague, okay?
Bayer. We have Bayer's.
In fact, when the train came in, luckily, because I guess I was facing the opposite way, luckily I didn't get to see the big bear sign when you crossed the bridge coming into Cologne. Oh, God, it just frosts my fat ass when I see that bear sign. We have A's.
Da.
Yeah. Yeah, bear. In fact, the sign there says bear. It's a gas. 26. I keep thinking about that hangar, you know. We've got to stop it. Remember what Joan Crawford said, no more hangers?
I know.
Well, that's what happens when you strap your kids to the bedpost. Sooner or later, it's got to come out somehow. 27 past noon at 560 WQM. If your carpets look like, and maybe the smell not too good either, probably because you haven't had them cleaned in a long time. Every year for the last 21 years plus, I've been using Dry Concepts in my home, and you ought to be doing the same thing too, because nobody does it better. So whether it's your carpets, your drapery, your expensive area rugs, your oriental rugs, your leather furniture, your upholstery, all of these things, these are the folks you ought to entrust to Dry Concepts and trust your valuables to, however I just said. If you have problems with pet odors or mildew odors caused by water damage, they're not really a problem because Dry Concepts will work the same miracle on those and make them look and smell and feel just like brand new. So you owe it to yourself and your carpets to call the professionals at Dry Concepts and work their magic in your home. And don't forget, no rip-offs, no games. They give you a guaranteed written price up front before they start their magic. Call them toll-free and be sure and tell them that old Neil told you to call 1-800-248-5071. 1-800-248-5071 or just log on to their website at dryconcepts.com. Don't forget, with Dry Concepts, it's true. You're clean today. You can entertain tonight.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Rectum.
Hey, Gravely.
We'll meet again if we don't wind up dead from the Bush cartel that left us all this way. We've all been duped, blind support was our doom as the bombs drop from the skies from far away. Maybe we should have paid attention a little bit more to the facts we chose to ignore. The price of gas has declined, but I'm afraid that the line won't be very long. We'll meet again with a hope that by then civil rights will be restored one sunny day.
We'll meet again if we don't wind up dead from the Bush cartel that left us all this way. We'll meet again with a hope that by then civil rights will be restored one sunny day.
1231 at 560, WQM, the Mad Dog coming along at 1. Hank in the studio at 3. Tomorrow he'll be at Shula's. 6:30, we got the Marlins pregame. Marlins and the Expos will be a gigantic crowd for that game, 7:05 at PP Park. Eddie K at 10. Joe and Mark overnight, 2 to 6 in the morning. At least that's the schedule for today. It's going to change very soon, we believe. Any updates on that yet?
Nope.
Why not? Here's a fax that says, I love that you're finally going back to 10 to 2. It's about time.
Absolutely correct.
Amen. Beaner Boy did a good job yesterday, although he did play a couple of bits more than once. Did you play a couple of bits more than once, Boner Boy?
I played one more than once, the Itty Bitty Titty Ditty.
Oh, good. I like that one.
Yeah.
And George never plays it.
I don't.
Do you?
Sure.
When did you play that?
I don't know. I'm sure I played it last week.
You played
We had a request for it. I'm pretty sure I played it.
Oh. Anyway, it says, you think you could add a daily 5-minute Guiding Light recap to your show?
No.
No. Not if I want to stay on the air, I don't. Although I did see the first half hour of it yesterday before Passions, the one that you people didn't see yet. By the way, catch the very end of Passions today. It's worth the pain of all the rest of it. Fox and, what's his name, and Julian and all the other. It's crap, but the very end, the last scene, is well worth the price of admission on Passions today. I just mentioned that in passing. It says, I'm in between two houses, so I haven't had my TiVo hooked up, haven't been able to watch Guiding Light for almost 2 months now. Maybe just a mention of sexy Gus I. Tyrell every now and then would do. Oh, my God. If not, oh, well, I'll still be listening anyhow. Gus I. Tyrell is about as sexy as Beaner Boy's ass.
That sexy?
Thanks.
The hot guys on that show, Ben and Shane, are the hot guys on Guiding Light. So whoever sent this fax, it's unsigned. I'm assuming a woman or maybe some fag. I don't know. But please, we'll help. I go to this really good ophthalmologist. And Tamarack, we'll give out that number. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. 1233, Bush administration doesn't like Canada's new pot laws. How do you like that? Too bad.
But I really want to thank you for coming by and joining us today.
Tough titty, that's my comment to that, okay? The Bush administration doesn't like it because it's too permissive. It's not fascistic enough for them, okay? It's not goose-stepping enough. Here's a call from Miami Lakes. Hello.
Neil Dodd.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil, George is very good in the background, especially when he's laughing at your jokes.
Way in the background, yeah.
He cracks me up, man, but he can't carry a whole show by himself, Neil. I like him a lot, but he just can't.
He can't carry it? Well, that's because he's just a little guy. He weighs about 80 pounds soaking wet.
Anyways, and another... Hey, Neil, this church in the White House, they haven't justified the ass-kicking we just gave to Iraq, and they're already picking another war with Iran. What's going
on? Iran's next, baby.
Yeah,
you got
baby.
It.
Let me tell you something, Neil.
We're going in.
Yeah, let me tell you something. By the time this asshole's term is over, we're going to be involved in the middle of World War III. Armageddon, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Armageddon.
We're on the road.
Yep. I'm telling you, man. They're going to piss the whole damn world off. And we're
Armageddon it. And you're going to be getting it, too, if you don't say goodbye. Have a great day, Pally.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, see ya. See you around, pal. I think he was over there on the 441 somewhere.
1234, 26 till 1 at 560 WQAM, 5670560. In case you join us late, we got some massive programming changes coming up very, very soon at QAM. That's all we can tell you. We can tell you, because I decided we can tell you, that this show is going back to 10 to 2. That's all we can say. Other than that, it would be, I'll let George say it if he wants. Here's a call from Sunrise. Hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Good. Let me ask you, what was that movie that guy was talking about before with the, I think it was, you talking about the needle or heroin?
Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, Requiem for a Dream?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And,
one of the greatest movies in the history of the human race. Don't take my word for it. Get it.
Yeah. Definitely going to go ahead. And I think George does an excellent job. Can I ask George a quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
George, do you still got those Queensrÿche tickets left?
No.
All right, thanks.
Actually, we do, but, you know.
Yeah. Not while I'm doing the show, okay? George can do giveaways while he's doing the show, and believe me, if we had had giveaways today, if I'd have known that, I'd have given them away because it would have been a lot easier than sitting here begging for calls for 4 hours. Been pretty marginal at best, and even on our poll today, you notice, Boner Boy? Even a poll result is a shadow of what it usually is. You see that?
Yep. What? Very sad.
Yeah, there's nobody out there. There's nobody listening, which means that either everybody is tuned out and or everybody's just left. Have you noticed any lighter traffic lately? Just say yes. Pretend. Just lie a lot. Nobody around. What's your take on Neil going back to 10 to 2? I'll listen whatever, 107. I love it, 100. It's okay, 18. I hate it, 9. 3.8% hate it. The prospect of us going back to 10 to 2. I'll tell you one thing. We've sure had a tremendous, euphoric response to that here on the phone today. Been spectacular. Here's North Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
All right, you win. I called my buddy. He'd been to Amsterdam 3 times. He told me he concurred with what you said about it being filthy and it's really not worth it. You know,
let me ask you this question. What do I have to gain by telling you that the place sucks?
No, nothing at all.
It used to be a great place, but the fact of the matter is, in the last year especially, it's gone downhill so badly, and there are no tourists there anymore, only the locals who are very, very obnoxious, unfriendly, nasty, hostile people, and I'm trying to save you wasting time that you can be spending and having a good time someplace else.
And you're absolutely right, and I agree, and that's why I called you back to let you know that, but I wasn't trying to argue with you. I hope I'm not still known as a punk if I call back.
No.
Okay, sir. Thanks for coming back, and we're glad to have you.
Have a great time. Try Cologne, Germany, man. I'm telling you, you'll love it.
All right, sir.
And if you got that much time, you definitely want to do some Italy.
Yeah, well, I'm taking a leave of absence. I work for an airline. Instead of people laying off in our department, we asked people to take a leave, and a bunch of us stood up and did it. So.
Rome and Florence, man. Rome and Florence. Keep saying it to yourself. Rome and Florence.
Okay, sir.
Have a great time, pal.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, see, ordinarily, if somebody would call back a second time, I'd get all surly and bent out of shape. But he's, you know, he wasn't a punk, number one. And number two, he did some checking with somebody else. He checked a second opinion. And the other opinion said Neil is
absolutely correct, sir.
Got his thumb on it. I mean, I could understand if I was getting paid off by the Cologne, Germany Chamber of Commerce or by, the Roma Chamber of Commerce. I could understand that, but there's nothing in it for me. I'm not going to get my hard-earned money back that I just blew thousands of dollars on a plane trip and a hotel in Amsterdam. God, I wish I had to do it over. In fact, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Just to prove that you, as long as you're still breathing, as long as there's life, there's hope, I think what I'll do is next week I'll do my vacation over again. And what? And this time I'll do Cologne and Berlin and Rome and Copenhagen's nice, and then do it right this time. What do you say?
Yeah, sure.
And then you can go on again, give away those tickets, and have a hell of a time in your new time slot. What are we going to be on, like 12:30 to 1? Something like that?
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Thinks that this thought of humor is fun.
What's next? Dead babies?
Yes. Jumped in a taxi cab. I said, driver, Central Park. He looked at me so quizzically. I could tell he was in the dark. So I acted out my park charade. And with my arms, the trees I made. Nobody speaks English anymore. I went down to Miami Beach where the weather is nice and sunny. I walked into a liquor store, but the guy there talks real funny. I asked him for a pint of old Jim Beam. He says, no entiendo. What does that mean? Nobody speaks English anymore. At the corner deli. Hell, I think I'm in Pakistan. Speak English, smelly. Or you can go back to Iran. I came here many years ago. Learned my ABCs. I don't say muchas gracias. I say pretty please. So get yourself to a classroom quick. You're in America now. Stop making me sick. Nobody speaks English anymore.
12:42 at 560. WQM, happy Tuesday to you. We're all going to get on a big, big 747 and go to Amsterdam, aren't we?
No.
Okay. No, we're not. I'm telling you, even you wouldn't want to go there now. Even a punk like you, even a wild, wacky, a weed puffer like you has got no interest in going there. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'll go.
Even you. Well, I mean, when you can get all you want from Muff in a hallway, what do you want to go there for?
Muffin.
Here's Miami. Hello.
The Patriot for Towelhead.
Okay. Oh, there he, see, now he's lowered his voice a little bit, or raised whatever he's done with it. He's whispering in a on helium. The whisperer is back on helium, folks. What did he say? I didn't understand a word of it.
I don't even know.
No, we don't care. You're an idiot, sir. You're a moron, okay? Talk to Stuttering Steve on the Mo Howard David Show. Maybe the two of you can have a great life together. 5670560, pound 560. It's just amazing. I mean, the longer I do this, the more it's like a psychiatric study of the human race. And you can just envision these people sitting there with their little phone for hours and hours waiting and waiting to get on for the 3 seconds and then waiting to squeeze themselves when they hear my response, you know? This is the highlight of their existence. Here's Miami. Buenos dias.
Hi, Neil. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations on the time change, if that's actually going to happen.
All right. Yes, it is going to happen.
Oh, fantastic. And won't that mean something like with your book there? It sort of gets into a more prime segment of the day?
Well, I mean, it's certainly a lot better for our ratings because no other show starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, trying to convince people to turn over to you while people are in the middle of listening to all the other morning shows. And it, you know, it just doesn't work all that great. It's going to be much more beneficial all the way around, in addition to which, not having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that, too. I was, driving around last week and... I normally listen to you, have you tuned in on my car radio. I was, no offense to George or anything, but I was mainly listening to CDs.
No, he knows.
But I check back over there every once in a while, and I swear to God, Neil, every time I punched the AM button on my car stereo, I would come across either George or Carlos going pop, 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 pop over Castro and Cuba, and I had to keep checking my dial.
What a funny liar.
I had to keep checking
Castro
my dial.
Castro and Cuba?
Yeah, I
what
mean...
What a fake fag liar.
I don't think either of those words were said the whole week.
Either one.
Well,
you know
how
I love to
defend
either
George.
One of us.
No, actually, not at all, Carlos. Yesterday, you were going on about Castro before you're playing Elyon Park. It was pretty darn funny.
Wait a minute. He was going on about Castro?
Yep.
Yeah, I took over the show. I did a whole 4 hours.
Sir, let me tell you something. Get yourself some help, okay? When you get your... you know how many pills this guy did before he made the call?
Not 30, man!
Yeah. That was... Well, unless this guy's just trying to be funny, that was one of the things that Joe on.
One of the what?
One of the Best of Neil tapes had Joe on.
Yeah.
It was when Joe was being the producer, so maybe that's what he's talking about. But
no, he's a chronic.
Oh.
He's just fabricating. Why are you trying to rationalize? See, you're getting sucked in now to a screamer out there who obviously didn't get any over the holiday weekend, and she's all bent out of shape because for whatever, you know. He's got a guava problem. I do too, as a matter of fact. I can't stand that stuff. Why do people eat guacamole?
What does that have to do with guava?
I don't know. It begins with G-U-A. Guacamole is not good. It looks like and it smells like baby poop.
In South of Mexico, they enjoy guat-a-mole.
Mmm. And if you spend enough time there, you do your squat-a-mole for a long time is what I'm hearing. Let's talk about hangers. 5670560, pound 560. You know, this today, I got to be honest with you, not that I care because I feel pretty good. I'm real glad to be just out of Amsterdam. I feel I'm alive, you know. Plus getting that thing out of my, that I can't mention on the air, out of my, huh?
Yeah.
That gigantic mattress that was sitting in my living room. Hey, fat boy, let me tell you something, man. If the fat don't get you, I will. I'm calling up Luca Brasi right after the show today. We're going to get a hit on fat boy. Talk about a guy creating problems. Just leave me alone. I'm doing just fine, okay? I can afford my own bed. I can afford my own goddamn meals. I'm doing just great. Just leave me alone. We got rid of that Petey Lenny ass, so we got rid of that one. Now fat boy is trying to move in on his territory. And the same with Bob Eisenberg, okay? I am not going to be going to any of stores anytime soon in South Florida because I happen to be 1,200 miles away, okay, Bob? I know that's hard for you to figure out under that hairpiece. I think that people with the bad hairpieces, I think it affects their mind. You know, that could be the reason for Mr. Davidson.
Well, the roots dig into your brain.
For the Mo-meister, is that what it is? I didn't think Mo's had any roots.
It's a chia pet.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. We're just killing some time here, and it's obvious from the results on the polls and the phone that we're killing it. What's your take on Neil going back to 10 to 2? 268 votes. I'll listen whatever, 123. I love it, 115. It's okay, 19. I hate it. 4%, 11 people said they hate it. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'm glad that you're back. The reason I'm calling is...
That sounds like Reverend Jones. That's Reverend Jones. Yeah, you called 50 times last week. Get lost, asshole. See you at the track. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello?
Miami. Yes, sir.
Am I on?
It sounds like you, yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, about you going back to 10 to 2, that's perfect.
Right.
Right. But I hope they're not going to cut the Mad Dog short.
No, the Mad Dog is still going to have 2 hours.
Good, because you two are the only guys who are worth listening to on the radio. The rest of them, you know where they can go.
I mean, I don't want to say the Mad Dog will be doing 2 to 4, but the Mad Dog will still have 2 hours. So
as long as he has 2 hours and you're still on 10 to 2, then everybody's happy.
All right.
Excellent. And that's it. That's all the material I got. Have a great day, Neil.
You too. Thanks, amigo. See, there you go. The guy that's happy already because I'm going to be doing 10 to 2, and he thinks the Mad Dog's going to be doing 2 to 4. He's right. And, you know. See, I'm letting little pieces of it dribble out because they won't respond to us in any way, and this is already the end of it. This is already Tuesday. This is not the way you run a railroad, right?
What?
This is already the end of our show on Tuesday. And if we're going to have, like, some dramatic changes here in the next imminent period of time, then I think the very least they can... Remember the day that Greg and Duff were on the phone with, and drop whatever you're doing right now and call them and go, how about something that was caca? It was baby crap. Remember that?
Right.
I don't even remember what the hell that was about.
Stuff and nonsense.
Yeah, stuff and nonsense, like in the middle of interrupting the show, like somebody just got murdered in the building there or something, or like there was some major crisis. Caca. Just like Fat Boy demanding that you call him and get on the phone in the middle of the show when you're doing the show last week over caca. Too much caca, man. Speaking of that hangar we were talking about.
Live and local.
Caca.
Your Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Caca, poop, pissing. What else? What am I missing?
Rectum.
I saw my first real G-string. Colorado Mercury's. Man, she was a nice redhead. Was the summer of 2003. Ain't no surprise I drooled. And in my pants it got real hard. Those tits at top could barely carry. Unloaded on my guitar. Well, as I look down now, my world, it seems to last forever.
Okay.
12:54 at 560 WQAM. We're in the final stretch here, and thank the Lord for that. You know what? Thank
you. Oh, God.
Man, it's been brutal. Here's Linda McQuaig writes in yesterday's Toronto Star, Bush Unchallenged by Media, which along with a lot of other great bedtime stories is on our website today, neilrogers.com, and you can start emailing your pictures for the Hot Couple Contest for June. Linda writes, when Stockwell Day arrived by Skidoo in a wetsuit, Canadians laughed. When George Bush arrived by fighter jet in a combat suit, Americans called him a hero. That says a lot about the difference between Canadians and Americans these days. Canadians aren't so easily conned. Of course, some might conclude instead that former Canadian Alliance leader Stockwell Day is simply a more laughable figure, but that hardly seems fair. It's true that Day's waterside press conference in 2000 was stage-managed and laughable, designed so that Day could look vigorous and athletic as he zoomed up in a wetsuit. But Bush's fighter plane landed on the deck of a U.S. battleship earlier this month, and his emergence from the cockpit in combat gear and mussed-up hair was even more stage-managed, right down to the soft-toned sunset lighting and the mission-accomplished backdrop sign perfectly angled for TV viewers. As for laughable, it's hard to outdo Bush, who went AWOL from the National Guard during the Vietnam War, strutting around the ship in full battle regalia, carrying his own helmet. I guess there wasn't anybody available to carry it for him. But while the Canadian media had a field day lampooning Stockwell Day, the American media largely treated the Bush photo op as a serious event, if not a nation-building moment. One had to seek out obscure websites to find questions like, wasn't that a sock stuffed down the front of the president's combat pants? Only an administration supremely confident of the media's docility would have risked staging an event like that, leaving Bush open to ridicule from any media outlet that saw its role as more than simply being a chronicler of tales of fearless leaders. This media docility has allowed the Bush administration to go largely unchallenged as it adopts the mantle of an imperial presidency. Some of the administration's most rabid hawks have even come close to realizing their dream, implementing the ultra-elitist ideas of an obscure political philosopher named Leo Strauss. Remember we talked about him?
Yeah.
There's been a buzz recently over reports that Strauss, who shaped the neoconservative revolution from his post at the University of Chicago, is lionized by, among others, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, widely seen as the architect of Washington's post-9/11 strategy. Media accounts have focused on Strauss's advocacy of strong leadership, devoting less attention to his anti-democratic leanings. Central to the Straussian vision is a docile citizenry, kept uninformed and easy to manipulate through perpetual fear of external attack. Deception of the citizens by those in power is critical, explains Shadia Drury, a University of Calgary political scientist and author of Leo Strauss and the American Right. Accordingly, a terrified American public was kept under the mistaken illusion that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and would soon strike America if America didn't strike first. Clearly, a vigorous questioning American media could throw a spanner into the best-laid plans of the White House Straussians, or Leocons as they're sometimes called, but there seems to be little chance of that these days. Rather, anyone questioning the commander-in-chief or his policies is promptly dissed by hostile Bush supporters who display a virulent anti-democratic contempt for public debate or even often civilized discourse. So, for instance, Fox News host Bill O'Reilly last February interviewed an anti-war activist whose father was killed in the 9/11 attacks. One might have thought that losing a father in that American tragedy would have at least earned the activist a respectful hearing on an American interview program. Wrong. O'Reilly never let up his verbal abuse during the interview and afterwards promptly told the activist to get out of my studio before I tear you to effing pieces. Or as Chris Hill, Business Development Vice President for Showtime Digital Media in California, wrote me after a recent column questioning U.S. actions in Iraq, please do us all a favor and take a long walk off a short pier, you spineless leftist Canadian expletive for female genitalia, as in, see you next time. In a less coarsely worded attempt to shut down public debate, historian Michael Bliss vehemently denounced the Star's Michelle Landsberg for even posing questions in her column that normally any curious person, let alone a historian, will want answered, like, how come the world's best military was unable to do anything about a hijacked airplane flying over its territory for more than an hour on 9/11? Some people seem to be hoping we'll all feel too cowed to ask any questions other than how the president managed to look so rugged and handsome in his uniform. How does he do it? Writes Linda McQuaig in Sunday's Toronto Star.
Brill cream.
I beg your pardon?
I'm just guessing. Brill cream.
Is that how he does it? A little dab will do him? Wonder how many dabs he's got to put on.
About 30, man.
Yeah, probably. Now, you notice today we didn't finish the show with that weapons of mass destruction thing because I think, you know, we need to move on.
Okay.
I don't mean move on, never play it again, but just not like at the end. We don't want to be too predictable, you know? We don't want to be too predictable, although we are going back to 10 to 2.
Oh!
And the response has been spectacular from the audience today, hasn't it?
No.
It's been unbelievable. There's been an outpouring of emotion. The television networks, the newspapers, the Herald, the Sun Sentinel, City Link. What's the other one? Old Times.
About 30, man.
About 30, man.
Yeah. All lined up at the door just waiting to write about the great changes coming to QAM. So what's the story? Did we finally get the blowout?
No.
We get the green light?
No.
Red light?
No light.
Orange alert from the programming department. Look out. Keep your radio under your bed. Orange alert is out. Here's our poll so far and the phenomenal response. 305 votes, Boner Boy. Aren't you impressed by that?
Oh, boy.
How many listeners did George leave us, you think?
About 30, man.
What's your take on Neil going back to 10 to 2? It's just the time of the year, man. I'll listen whatever, 139. We like them a lot. I love it, 133. It's okay, 21. I hate it, 12. 12 people. That's less than 4%. You know what?
Yeah.
And we have only one thing to say about going back to 10 to 2. One word.
All right. Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah. And yeah. How about one more word?
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
I can listen to my little brother hum Metallica, you jerk.